Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. $40 a month, all the local and long distance calls you can make anytime. And no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8, Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S., taxes and fees not included.
Behind automobile crashes. Joining us live with the details, CBS News correspondent Jim Taylor.
The numbers are staggering, Lou. OD cases nearly doubling in those years. Just over 11,000 drug overdose deaths in 1999, almost 20,000 5 years later.
We believe most of the increase, or the primary source of the increase, is increasing overdoses from opioid analgesics, which are basically narcotic painkillers.
Dr. Len Palazzi, epidemiologist at the Centers for Disease Control, does point a finger at prescription drugs, especially Vicodin and OxyContin. It's so prevalent in some parts of the country, it's called hillbilly heroin. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Let the rumor mill grind to a halt. Let the speculation stop. After her body was found at a Florida hotel room yesterday, officials have stepped forward with what their investigations into the death of tabloid superstar Anna Nicole Smith have shown them. With details, live in Florida, CBS News correspondent Peter King. Peter.
Well, Lou, there were prescription drugs in her hotel room, but not in her stomach, says medical examiner Dr. Joshua Purper.
However, at this time, we don't have the results of the chemical test, of the toxicological test.
And that means at least 3 to 5 weeks before we really know what killed Smith. Police chief says there were no illegal drugs in the room, no evidence that a crime was committed. Live in Fort Lauderdale, Peter King, CBS News.
Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, actress Zsa Gabor's husband claims he had a decade-long affair with Anna Nicole Smith and may be her daughter's father. That claim by Prince Frederick von Anhalt comes amid a paternity suit over Smith's 5-month-old daughter. The birth certificate lists Danny Lynn's father as attorney Howard K. Stern, but former boyfriend Larry Burkhead is waging a legal challenge, saying he is the father. Americans still are not thrilled with the work of Congress despite the new Democratic leadership. An Associated Press poll shows the public approval of Congress has improved slowly, but 58% still disapprove of the work of lawmakers. Stocks closed lower today on a renewed interest rate jitter. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished with a loss of nearly 57 points, down 72 points on the week. The Nasdaq Composite Index was down 29 points, a loss of 16 for the week on the tech-heavy exchanges. Investors were put on edge by statements from two top Federal Reserve officials worried that unexpected economic growth could prompt an interest rate hike. At least 5 Kurdish soldiers mistakenly killed today in Iraq by U.S. helicopters targeting insurgents. This is CBS News.
This Valentine's Day, send your sweetheart the gift that shines above all others. Name a star after them. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after your sweetheart and send a beautiful gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for this year's hottest Valentine's Day gift.
An important message for motorists.
Gas is killing me.
You've suffered long enough.
Really hurts when I fill up.
Relief is on the way.
Gas, you can pay a high price. Or just grab a Rolaids Plus Soft Chew and feel better.
Rolaids Plus stops gas with the most effective anti-gas medicine available. Tums can't. Chewy, not chalky. Rolaids Plus stops heartburn and the pain and bloating of gas.
Who can afford gas? Use Rolaids Plus Gas Relief.
Use it directed.
Washington slept here, or Lincoln, or Kennedy, even Nixon, will presumably increase the value of a property. How about more than slept here, but did everything here? He lived here. In Washington, reporter Brendan Hazelton says for some presidents, not even that works.
It's quite a large house. It's not a small house.
You'll find it on a quiet Alexandria Street, a 4-bedroom brick house that used to belong to President Gerald Ford. There's a pool.
He swam daily and loved it.
Real estate agent Joan Dixon also shows me a room that used to be the garage.
The Secret Service stayed here. There was a Pullman kitchen over here.
The house was put on the market last fall, and to Dixon's surprise, no one seems to really want it.
A couple of verbal lowball offers.
If no buyer surfaces soon, the home will become a rental again. Brennan Hazelton for CBS News, Washington.
Unacceptable behavior usually leads to greater security. In Roseville, California, a security tape shows a boy grabbing girls while the wheelchair was being loaded.
and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. It's the day of the week we love the most. It's rainy and gloomy and gray outside, but it's really lovely here and warm and cozy, and we've got the fireplace crackling, and we got a lot of great ideas and lots of things to talk about today. And we're going to be joined in the next hour by Chris Hedges. He is a former New York Times reporter. He's a graduate of the Harvard Divinity School. When the war first got underway, he gave a commencement speech at Rockford College in Rockford, Illinois, in which he questioned the war. And he was Dixie-chicked right out of that place. I mean, they booed him. I don't even think, I'm recalling this now, I'm doing this from memory, but I don't think they even let him finish his speech. I think they just booed him, and you know, the equivalent of throwing tomatoes and insults and everything at him. And I think he left. It was a big story at the time. This was a couple of years ago. Maybe he can refresh our memories on it. But in the meantime, he has written another book. He's written several books. And this one is called American Fascists, The Christian Right and the War on America. And I think his ideas are so interesting that I am delighted that he's going to join us. He said 25 years ago, when Pat Robertson, another radio and televangelist, first spoke of the U.S. becoming a Christian nation that would build a global Christian empire, it was hard to take such hyperbolic rhetoric seriously. Today, such language no longer sounds like hyperbole, but poses instead a very real threat to our freedom and in our way of life. And there's a lot of stuff that's been going on under the radar that I think many of us, we think we're aware of it, and I don't think we are aware of it. And he's going to be addressing that, so we'll be talking with him, if all goes well, in the 4 o'clock hour. I want to, there's much more to tell you about Nancy Pelosi. There's more to tell you about Anna Nicole Smith. I have my own theory about Anna Nicole Smith. I think she was murdered by the CIA and the and NASA. And the reason she was murdered by the CIA and NASA is it was an easy way to get Lisa Marie Nowak off the front pages, and it's an easy way to get Iraq off the front pages. And the fact that the Pentagon has cooked the books when it comes to concocting intelligence for the war, there are new investigations underway. So that's what I think happened. They thought, well, let's see, who can we knock off that will give us so much, that will take everybody's attention away from what's really going on? Oh, let's go after Anna Nicole Smith. Well, I'm only kidding, of course, but there are all kinds of stories. The cable news channels are relentless. This is they haven't had such a possibility of such a rating spike since, what, JFK Jr., airplane down? What was the last one? Martha Stewart? I'm trying to think of the last big celebrity-fueled orgasm that cable TV indulged in. Let me just give you something that I thought was really interesting. That in this ongoing, this is an ongoing soap opera now. We know that Anna Nicole, and I'm fascinated by it, I have to tell you. She reinvented herself about 80 million times all the way through. She marries a man 4 times her age. What, we laughed at the man that she married, because by the time she married him, this billionaire was now physically incapacitated. I don't know if he was mentally incapacitated, but certainly he was physically incapacitated. He was nearly 90 years old when they got married. His name was J. Howard Marshall II, a Texas oil billionaire. I thought for the longest time that J. Howard Marshall was one of those wildcatter geezers who was rough around the edges and inside too, and somebody who just struck it lucky in the oil fields of Texas. Not so. It turns out that J. Howard Marshall, in addition, and I did know he was a member of the Bohemian Club, but I figured he was a character, he made the money wildcatting, he's got a lot of money, the Bohemian Club thought he'd be interesting, he's a member. No, not so. Here's what you're not hearing on the cable news broadcast. He was a former professor of trusts and estates at the Yale Law School. Anna Nicole's husband was a former professor of trusts and estates at the Yale Yale Law School. And what is intriguing about that is he should have been able to figure out with his attorneys how to do will, a trust, the estate planning, and so on, that wouldn't have caused years and years and years, I don't know, is this going on a decade worth of litigation? You have to wonder whether, was he in his right mind when he finally was nearing the end of his life? And if he was, maybe he was deciding to play a role in how things played out from the grave. So this is the cold hand from the grave that concocted a situation that the courts have ping-ponged back and forth. Some courts have not ruled in favor of Anna Nicole Smith, and other courts have, and then they appeal it, and then it's a no. And then the Supreme Court says, yes, you can go back and do this and that. And that's pretty much where it stands. I loved the New York Times story of Anna Nicole Smith. I love the writing of it. It was very, I thought it was good. Anna Nicole Smith, former Playboy centerfold actress and TV personality, who was famous above all for being famous, but also for being sporadically rich and chronically litigious, was found dead Thursday in her suite at the Seminole Hard Rock Cafe Hotel and so forth. A personal nurse traveling with Ms. Smith called the hotel operator at 1:38 p.m. to report she had found Anna Nicole Smith alone and unconscious in her sixth-floor suite. Now, there's all kinds of speculation. Some people said that she fell, she hit her head in a bathtub sometime earlier. Could have been, what happens when you hit hematoma, concussion, aneurysm. I mean, who knows what really occurred. Her mother is going on all of every radio and TV outlet that she can to say that her daughter had a drug problem, but I'll get to that in a moment. The mother sounds like one of these Farbissina types who was mean, and she had a 28-year career in law enforcement. Anna Nicole Smith, did you know that she is a ninth grade dropout? She got as far as the ninth grade. So here was a personal nurse who was traveling with her. They tried CPR. The bodyguard did. It turned out they thought that she was not breathing when they found her, and they felt that she was dead. And the Star magazine, which is one of the tabloids, and some of these tabloids, Michael Kinsley, as I have often said about tabloids, they're 80% correct because they pay for the information, but you got to sort out the 80 from the 20. The Star is reporting that there was a whole pharmacopoeia, really, of drugs, prescription and other drugs in her hotel room, lots of drugs and some kiddie drugs as well, that she was doing fentanyl lollipops. Because she's dead now and the laws of libel, you should hear what's going on with the tabloid press on television, some of these entertainment publications. They accuse her of sucking on fentanyl lollipops. Well, and they're talking about these kinds of drugs that are given to the terminally ill. That's not true. Some of these drugs, like, is it fentanyl? Am I saying it correctly? These are, I had a cousin who had a lot of back problems, chronic back problems, and she was prescribed, these are heavy-duty drugs, and you can get hooked on them, but she was prescribed drugs like that. So it's not, you don't have to be terminal to have these kinds of drugs. You know, and all of these men are coming forward they're taking a number. Who can be number one with the possibility of being the father of that little baby who's now worth a ton of money? And then they're going to try and get the little baby's DNA, her new 5-month-old baby's DNA, because they don't want baby switched in the, it's some other baby in there who's not the real baby. So they got to get that going. I mean, this is an amazing story when there's all this money at stake. Well, in any event, nobody knew how long she had been down before she was discovered unconscious in her room. One of her attorneys said that she was run down from her recent troubles, including the death of her 20-year-old son, and a paternity suit over her infant daughter. Nobody is saying why she was visiting Florida. The infant daughter remains in the Bahamas, I suppose, with family friends, is what was reported. She was trying her hardest, said her attorney. I grieve for Anna Nicole that she had to endure what she had to endure. I just pray that that's not what precipitated this. So, is it a homicide? Is it a suicide? Is it of natural causes that are natural causes? Is it having to do with drug interactions or her drug use? She was a product, the New York Times goes on to say, of a hardscrabble Texas girlhood. At least in her mature years, she was obtrusively voluptuous and almost preternaturally blonde. Don't you like this writing? I like the other description of her as pneumatic. Obtrusively voluptuous. Ooh. And almost preternaturally blonde. A ninth grade dropout, she rose quickly from life as a small town wife and mother to a high profile career as a topless dancer, a pinup, a model, a film actress, reality show star, clothing designer, product endorser, and briefly, but most notably, wife of a tycoon. And her first husband, if you will recall, was a fry cook. And she got married when she was under 16, I think. So, you know, she really married up that second time. He was a tycoon nearly four times her age in a marriage that would eventually propel her to the United States Supreme Court in a fight over his billion-dollar estate. So let me give it to you again. He wasn't just a wildcatting old geezer. This guy had been a former professor of trusts and estates at the Yale Law School, the husband that she married. So I'm guessing he was still pretty much in his right mind when he married her, and maybe he was being puckish, knowing that he was going to set in motion all kinds of elements of a greedy soap opera that were going to play out for years and years and years after his death. Now, some people take their huge amounts of money, and they buy a wing in the medical center with their name on it. You know, you get the naming rights to a wing, and you remember that way. J. Howard Marshall, I think, was more creative. He's going to be remembered for many years for this litigation, and God knows what the attorneys have made on this. I'm fascinated by this story. 349-1320 is the number. In 1995, after 14 months of marriage. And the family contends, by the way, Anna Nicole was in litigation with her stepson, that the old man, Howard Marshall, lavished on her $8 million worth of jewelry, cash, homes, whatever, and that was all he meant for her to have. However, the courts have ruled differently, and they keep ruling back and forth on the issue. Anyhow, after only 14 months of marriage, this set off a series of legal victories and reversals, which for Ms. Smith included these. And here is the litany of it. And, you know, she's only married for 14 months. How much a month? If she get only $8 million, she got roughly half a million a month. But there are hundreds of billions here at stake. There, you know, so for being married for 14 months, wow, this was definitely a cost-effective move. Anyhow, her 14-month marriage set in motion the following. Fighting Mr. Marshall's son, E. Pierce Marshall, for the right to inherit his father's estate. Being awarded $474 million in federal court. Having the award reduced to just under $89 million. Having it overturned altogether. And appealing the case to the Supreme Court. In May of last year, the justices ruled that the dispute properly belonged in federal court, giving Anna Nicole Smith another chance to collect millions. Although E. Pierce Marshall died in June after a brief illness, the case was still pending at the time of Anna Nicole Smith's death. And of course, in addition, on September 10, her son from her first marriage died suddenly while visiting his mother and her brand new baby in the Bahamas. The medical examiner in the Bahamas couldn't figure out the cause of death, but a medical examiner hired by the family found that the death was the accidental result of the interaction of methadone and antidepressants. Besides her daughter, Ms. Smith is survived by Howard K. Stern, a lawyer who she said was the child's father. But meanwhile, Larry Burkhead, a former boyfriend of Anna Nicole Smith, filed suit claiming he had fathered. They found so many drugs. I bet they probably found OxyContin in her bedroom. If they did, maybe Rush fathered. Who knows? So now there is a stampede of men. You have to take a number, because here's the stampede of men, and they are all saying that they fathered the child. Well, here's the most prominent. Now, Zsa Zsa Gabor has got to be 1,000 years old. Her husband, who's also 1,000 years old, now says that he has had a 10-year affair, a decade-long affair with Anna Nicole Smith, and that he could be the infant daughter's father. His name is Prince Frederick von Anhalt, and his claim, and when he was going to be giving a press conference in Los Angeles, he probably already has given it. His claim comes amid a paternity suit over a Smith's 5-month-old daughter, Danny Lynn. The birth certificate lists Danny Lynn's father as attorney Howard K. Stern. But a former boyfriend but this Larry Birkhead is also waging a legal challenge, and that's why they can't bring the baby in from the Bahamas, because then they'd have to test her. I thought that Gabor's husband was her age, but this is not true. Zsa Gabor is, do you know how old she is now? She's 90. Her husband, this prince, who doesn't seem to be much of a prince, is only 59. So there's a little bit of an age difference there, and he is her eighth husband. And her former publicity person, her press representative, contacted the press to say that you can't believe a word this guy says, the prince, Gabor's husband, that he is a well-known fabricator. I guess that's a nice way of saying that he's a liar. So all of a sudden, and then her press representative is also taking a number, and he says that he too could be the father of her child. So now that this kid is worth a lot of money, everybody is stepping up to the plate. More tests are going to be required. There was a press conference today from Florida, the medical examiner there, he is the chief medical examiner for Broward County. He performed the autopsy, but the autopsy was really, and they are saying that no illegal drugs were found in her hotel room, so maybe it was all legal. The Star is reporting there was a ton of methadone in her hotel room and a lot of medical drugs. Maybe there were prescriptions for all of it. I don't know. The findings are inconclusive. More tests are going to be necessary to determine the cause of Anna Nicole Smith's death, and those tests won't be ready for about five weeks or so. Meanwhile, her mother is going on Good Morning Today and going on all kinds of television shows the Today Show and Los Angeles Radio. Virgie Arthur, Anna Nicole Smith's mother, said today on, oh, it was Good Morning America. Good Morning America. GMA. Sorry, not the Today Show. The Smith's death may have been the result of drug use. I think she had too many drugs, the mother said. Well, there's a nice mother. See, here's the thing. Anna Nicole Smith said about marrying J. Howard Marshall, the old geezer. She said, he really loved me. I'm going to never meet anybody who's going to love me as much as he did. And, you know, maybe there was some truth to that. She said, I grew up in a situation where nobody loved me. I didn't get much attention, she said, and I love the attention that I'm getting. Well, listening to this farbizon old mother who can't wait to stomp on her daughter's grave. I think she had too many drugs, said the mother, who is a 28-year veteran of law enforcement. She has said in interviews that she believes that Anna Nicole's son's death was not an accident. So I don't know what happened. I was thinking of a scenario, you know, the novelist's imagination at work. What if Anna Nicole was depressed not only because her son died, but her son got a hold of her methadone and ingested it, and so she feels guilty? Or what if they had had a fight and she taunted him? Well, if you're going to do that, then why don't you just drink a gallon of methadone, or however you do methadone, I don't know. Just a thought, just the novelist's imagination at work. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You can email me, enid@kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320, leftchannel.com. Steve in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Enid. First of all, I'd like to admit something and be really honest with everybody that I'm the father.
Okay. How do you know, Steve? How do you know you're the father?
I don't know, because I need the money too.
Well, well, did you actually have an affair with her, or were you just having one in your dreams?
Yeah, it could be in my dreams.
It could have been in your dreams, like,
yeah,
a lot.
I don't know. I'm as gay as hell, so I could have had it in my dreams. I don't know. But anyway, I just want to know why the press is spending so much time on this.
And why am I so interested in it? We got a lot of important things to talk about, and we're going to get there. We do have a four-hour show, so we can encompass a lot of things here. I think it's, yeah, I'm going to tell you why. I'm telling you.
I'm not criticizing. I'm just wondering, and that's why I called you, because I would like to know why people feel that this is, because I feel that it's nothing. I mean, there's so much things going on in Iraq and the Libby trial and everything, and I'm sure that you'll cover this, but I'm talking about just press in general. Why did this fascinate the American public? Because I think that's fascinating, that something like this, that's so dumb, that gets everybody, you know?
I think that's a great question that you're asking. I think it's a wonderful question, and I think it tells as much about us as it does about Anna Nicole and everybody else. Let me tell you what I think the answers are. First of all, it's an ambulatory soap opera. This story has got more juicy plot twists to it. Suddenly, Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband stepping in. Everybody's the father of this child. Everybody's apparently slept with Anna.
I am too.
Yeah, and you are too, Steve, so you better go take a number because you're going to lose your place in line if you stay on the phone with me for too long. So that's number one. Number two, I think everybody's surprised that, you know, she was trashy, cash and trash, Anna Nicole, but we all sort of had a surprising soft spot for her in our hearts that we didn't even know we had until we realized, and we were all surprised that somebody at 39 suddenly was found dead. You didn't expect that to happen, and I think we're shocked that we had as much of a soft spot for her as we do. Then the other factors that are happening. Television, you've got everybody looking for ratings, and particularly cable TV. We probably have more listeners to Enid Live than MSNBC does, has viewers nationwide. The cable TV audience is a very small audience. TV news in general has been losing audience share, especially the network TV. So this is everybody's wants, and we're so tired of all the horrible stories. That's why I'm pretty sure that NASA and the White House conspired to have her murdered because it gets everybody's attention off what's really going on.
So you hit on something very interesting. Do you think that this is kind of a perverted interest to get your mind off of the reality that's going on?
I don't think that anybody is actively, I mean, I'm teasing about NASA and the CIA, but I don't think anybody is actively doing it. I just think it's one of those things that's developing and everybody's juicy and interest, and they're getting the overnights and the numbers are spiking. And so the more the numbers spike, the more they're going to give you. And it isn't like the story has run out of steam. Every day there's a 4 or 5 new plot twists to the story.
Yeah. Okay. I was just wondering.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate those questions.
And
you better get down to Los Angeles pretty quick or you're going to lose your place in line.
I'm leaving on a jet plane right now.
Thank you. 349-1320, 866-26-1320. We have a line open. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West on KCTC.
Thank you very much. Lows tonight, 52. Obviously, we have... Did I say scattered showers yesterday? Lots of showers. I bet we got a couple of buckets of water out there. 55 degrees, and tomorrow we're going to see right around the same. Those scattered tomorrow, about 25% chance of rain coming our way. Traffic and beating the traffic with news, Tim. Kenneth Avenue at Pershing Avenue. We have a crash over there blocking the lane. Emergency vehicles eastbound 50 just west of 16th Street. South and I-5 at Laguna Boulevard and Auburn Folsom Road just south of Horseshoe Bar. That vehicle in the roadway is stopping traffic over there. Enid Live will continue and more of your calls. I'm Lisa West at AM 1320 KCTC.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Thinking of remodeling your...
Think about this. Just a few years ago, you'd never have thought about buying a book, booking a hotel, or even buying an airline ticket online. Today, going online is the first place smart consumers look. LegalZoom.com has made it easy for smart, savvy consumers to be able to take care of common legal documents online. It's as simple as buying a book or securing your travel plans. You can form an LLC, last will and testament, or even register a trademark in minutes. LegalZoom.com saves most consumers up to 80% of the cost of going to an attorney. Yes, up to 80%. LegalZoom.com allows you to create common legal documents online at your own time and in the privacy of your home or office. Just answer some simple questions online, and LegalZoom.com takes care of the rest. For a limited time only, go to LegalZoom.com, and you'll receive a special discount by typing Talk Radio, all one word, in the box at checkout. Over 250,000 people and thousands more each day put their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com. Think about this. Just a few years ago, you'd never have thought about buying a book, booking a hotel, or even buying an airline ticket online. today, going online, is the first place smart consumers look. LegalZoom.com has made it easy for smart, savvy consumers to be able to take care of common legal documents online. It's as simple as buying a book or securing your travel plans. You can form an LLC, last will and testament, or even register a trademark in minutes. LegalZoom.com saves most consumers up to 80% of the cost of going to an attorney. Yes, up to 80%. LegalZoom.com allows you to create common legal documents online at your own time and in the privacy of your home or office. Just answer some simple questions online, and LegalZoom.com takes care of the rest. For a limited time only, go to LegalZoom.com, and you'll receive a special discount by typing Talk Radio, all one word, in the box at checkout. Over a quarter of a million people and thousands more each day put their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Change Bandit. Now give me all your change.
No, silly. Not like that.
Not like that?
No, just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers. And donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital. All from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at sacradiothon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did, silly.
Think about this. Just a few years ago, you'd never have thought about buying a book, booking a hotel, or even buying an airline ticket online. Today, going online is the first place smart consumers look. LegalZoom.com has made it easy for smart, savvy consumers to be able to take care of common legal documents online. It's as simple as buying a book or securing your travel plans. You can form an LLC, last will and testament, or even register a trademark in minutes. LegalZoom.com saves most consumers up to 80% of the cost of going to an attorney. Yes, up to 80%. LegalZoom.com allows you to create common legal documents online at your own time and in the privacy of your home or office. Just answer some simple questions online, and LegalZoom.com takes care of the rest. For a limited time only, go to LegalZoom.com, and you'll receive a special discount by typing Talk Radio, all one word, in the box at checkout. Over a quarter of a million people and thousands more each day put their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. It's gray and rainy out there, but nice and warm and cozy, and we got the fire going right here, and definitely there's a fire underneath the Anna Nicole Smith story. And I want to remind you, in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Chris Hedges, former reporter for the New York Times, new book, American Fascists, The Christian Right, and the War on America, all this stuff under the radar that you had no idea was going on. So I think you'll be interested to hear what he has to say. I'm fascinated by his work. We're talking, though, about Anna Nicole, and some of you were asking the question, why is everybody hopping on this story? Why won't we let it rest? I don't know. It's a welcome diversion. It's got a lot of plot twist to it. And your thoughts about it, if you, you know, pro and con, I'm eager to hear from you. We have a line open, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Matt in El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Well, hi.
Hi, Matt.
First of all, I think everybody should just put in their DNA like a lottery, and you got a 1 in 300 million chance of a match.
Okay.
And all it costs is a cotton swab, not a dollar. Anyway, so what I really called about was the reason that the corporate media grabs on to things like this and the girl, little girl in Colorado that got killed and the guy and, you know, all that. They do these things literally to distract us, and that's why they're doing it. It's not ratings. It's never been about ratings. It's about agendas.
No, Matt, you are so wrong about that. It's all about ratings, and it's all about the bottom line. It's not about agendas. It's about money like everything else in this world. Okay. The bottom line is the bottom line.
If they wanted ratings, what better than a bank heist of $8.8 billion that was thrown off the back of trucks, according to Bremer? That isn't a story?
Well, they've been reporting it, and they haven't made it sound like a heist.
I haven't seen that.
And they can't get the same kind of juicy pneumatic pictures as they're getting of Anna Nicole.
I haven't seen it anywhere on the media. I haven't seen.
I've seen mention of it. I haven't seen front page mention of it, but I have seen some mention of it.
Well, there you go. That's my point. Okay, that was all I wanted to say, and I'm still going to put in my DNA. God bless. Bye.
Bye, Matt. 349-1320-866-2613-20. If you're just joining us, what Matt's referring to is all these men are coming forward. They are saying now that they had affairs with Anna Nicole Smith, and they could be the father of her little five-month-old baby, and including Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband, and Zsa Zsa's 90. The husband's 59. He's a prince, but not much of a prince, because her former press rep calls him a fabricator, that he's a well-known fabricator, and that he's hurt her over the years. So why is she still married to this guy? Jeannie in Lincoln. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Enid.
Hi.
I just wanted to, I don't know if anybody has mentioned this theory, but I think that Howard K. Stern had something to do with it. Like, you know, if you think about the timing of everything, you know, she had the baby and her son died, and then she married him, like, right away. Maybe she had told him that she didn't want him in her life anymore, and he has killed both her and her son.
Oh, that's an interesting plot twist. So she said, I've had enough of you. I have all these other DNA prospects, and you're not one of them anymore?
Maybe. Well, I think he knows that the other guy is the baby's.
Well, here's the story. They must know that the other guy or somebody else is the baby's father, because they're not letting the baby be tested.
Exactly.
They're keeping the baby out of this country, and as long as the baby's out of the country, so there's obviously some question, or maybe there was some private testing that they did that
exactly.
The authorities don't know anything about, and she doesn't want this photographer to cash in on the baby's wealth.
That's exactly what I think. And I think that they put his name, Howard Stern's name, on the birth certificate so that he can get her money. He has been attached to her for so many years.
How many years has he been attached to her?
Oh, I think since her husband died. He's been with her on her side for years.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, yeah, that Howard K. Stern guy has been, you know, by her side forever. And maybe he's just been after her money the whole time, and maybe he had something to do with the death of her son, you know, and then he marries her at the very last minute, you know. They have been together for more than 10 years, and now all of a sudden they get married. Maybe she...
Is this a legal and valid marriage?
Yeah, I don't, you know what, they got married in the Bahamas, I'm not sure.
Sure, because for some reason I have a question about how valid that marriage is. Although he's an attorney, one would think that he would make sure to tie that knot up and tie
exactly.
it up very well.
And you know what, and he, being an attorney, he's jumping through all the loopholes to make sure that his name is on her property somehow so that he can get some of the money.
Well, you know, the money, if there is any money that goes to the baby...
Right.
It's going to go to.
Wouldn't it go to her husband first?
No, it would go to the baby, and then somebody, and then somebody's got to be the administrator of the trust or the or something.
I wonder if it's, you know, I wonder if it's him. I watch a lot of those crime shows, and people have been killed for much less than what she's got, you know, and you know, to off the son too. Who knows?
Well, the mother, her own mother, a bastion of motherly love, is saying she didn't think the son's death was accidental. Jeannie, this is an interesting development here. I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866. See, we could all, John Grisham has got to be starting his next new novel here with this. Jeff in Rancho Cordova. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jeff.
Oh, hi. I'm going to push your ratings way up because I'm repeating what was on Randy's show today. Most likely, the Hurt producer said that Anna Nicole's son was the father, and that's why she named it the baby after him, Danny after him.
Wait a minute.
And that's why he killed himself, because he was so depressed that he was the father, he killed himself. No. And the other thing is that maybe...
Oh, Jeff, so are you saying incest, a game the whole family can play?
Right. She'd been with these four other guys. What's wrong with her son? Anyhow, and a matter of fact, she said she loved her son like nobody, nobody else except her dead husband. So what's wrong with that? Anyhow, another point I'd like to make is... if this guy, Howard Stern, is such a smart lawyer, what's to prevent him from going and living in Bahamas with the baby, and he'll get all the money because he's married in Bahamas, baby's born in Bahamas, and he's on the birth certificate in the Bahamas.
Well, first of all, the baby doesn't have a dime unless the courts rule that the baby inherits. You know, but the courts have gone back and forth, and what the baby will inherit would be the portion of the estate that would have gone to Anna Nicole. Do you see what I'm saying? And the courts have gone back and forth. First, she got some. First, it was $489 million, and then it was reduced to $89 million, and then they said nothing, and then it goes to the Supreme Court. So we really don't know. If that baby's not worth anything, that baby's going to be checking into an orphanage in about 10 minutes.
Right. But what I'm trying to say, he's got the birth certificate and the marriage certificate in the Bahamas.
Yeah, but they're going to do... They're going to do.
Prevent him from going and living in the Bahamas with the baby.
Because if she winds up inheriting, if the court awards are final and they finalize everything and the little baby winds up with a lot of dough, I imagine that a condition of the payout is to determine who is who in this matter, and so all kinds of things will have to happen. That would be my guess. But and Jeff, thank you very much. I appreciate.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. Quick.
We're gonna have to get the son out of his grave to test his DNA.
Oh, no. All right, Jeff, I thank you for the call. Oh, my God, these plot twists. 349-1320, but it is a fabulous Friday. That's what's so great about it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 KCTC. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Showers, rain coming our way for the next couple of days. We might see some sun on Monday, though. About 25% chance of rain tomorrow. Highs near 59. We're at 52 this evening and 55 right now. Traffic and beating the traffic with News 10. Southbound I-5 just south of airport. Three-car crash over there. Haven't had a crash over there in a long time. I know the traffic is really thick, though, on a usual basis. South of 99 at Fruit Ridge, we have a vehicle on the right-hand side slowing things down. Fulton and Alta Arden Expressway. There's a two-car crash from Southbound I-5 just south of Sutterville Road. Lisa West here, and Enid Live, and more of your calls will continue at AM 1320 KCTC.
Dialing for democracy. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
We're here with... Think about this. Just a few years ago, you'd never have thought about buying a book, booking a hotel, or even buying an airline ticket online. Today, going online is the first place smart consumers look. LegalZoom.com has made it easy for smart, savvy consumers to be able to take care of common legal documents online. It's as simple as buying a book or securing your travel plans. You can form an LLC, last will and testament, or even register a trademark in minutes. LegalZoom.com saves most consumers up to 80% of the cost of going to an attorney. Yes, up to 80%. LegalZoom.com allows you to create common legal documents online at your own time and in the privacy of your home or office. Just answer some simple questions online, and LegalZoom.com takes care of the rest. For a limited time only, go to LegalZoom.com, and you'll receive a special discount by typing Talk Radio, all one word, in the box at checkout. Over a quarter of a million people and thousands more each day put their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Don't want a nation under the new media. I'm the change bandit. Now give me all your change.
No, silly. Not like that.
Not like that?
No, just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers. And donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital. All from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at sacradiothon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did, silly.
Think about this. Just a few years ago, you'd never have thought about buying a book, booking a hotel, or even buying an airline ticket online. Today, going online is the first place smart consumers look. LegalZoom.com has made it easy for smart, savvy consumers to be able to take care of common legal documents online. It's as simple as...
Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at CashCreek.com.
Haven't even been as aware of as we ought to be, and that'll be coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. One of the things, if you're just joining us, that was reported in the New York Times today about Anna Nicole Smith. Her husband, the 89-year-old man, J. Howard Marshall II, that we thought of as a geezer wildcat or rough around the edges, not only was he a member of the Bohemian Club, and that I knew, but I was not aware that he had been a professor of estates and trusts at Yale. So he would know trusts. He would know about the kind of will or estate planning or a trust that you need to set up. And that it has been this contentious means almost, you almost have to interpret what's going on as a hand from the grave, putting this dynamic of a soap opera into play that has been playing out for years and beyond the lifespan of just about everybody involved, all the principals. The old man is gone. His son, Anna Nicole's stepson is gone. Anna Nicole is gone. Her son is gone. And who is left is now a 5-month-old baby of disputed paternity. I mean, it's amazing. And the mother, Anna Nicole's mother, who sort of sounds like a Farbison 28-year veteran of law enforcement, is going on all the talk shows to say, I think she had too many drugs. Not acting like a really supportive mom, which may have been why Anna Nicole dropped out of high school and in the ninth grade, married a fry cook at about the age of 16. But her next husband was definitely, she definitely married up. He was a billionaire. 349-1320. We are fascinated by this story. 866-626-1320. My version is that maybe she was knocked off by a combination of NASA and the White House so that we wouldn't be talking about Iraq for the moment. We wouldn't be talking about Lisa Marie Nowak and that astronauty, but we're going to be talking about them, and there's a lot of new information. So that's why we have this wonderful 4-hour conversation 5 days a week. We have lots of time to talk about lots of things. John, in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hi, Enid. I've spoken with you before. You know, what you just referred to is true. This is an obsession with this Anna Smith, whatever her name is. I could give a rat's you-know-what about her. And I understand that you have an agenda to have this on for 4 hours, but you know what? We should be talking about...
Wait a minute, an agenda to have this on for 4 hours? I have a four-hour, we do a four-hour show.
Yeah, and that's okay.
We have a four-hour conversation.
And I'm not going to...
Well, wait a minute, we have a four-hour conversation 5 days a week, and there's almost nothing we don't talk about, and this is one of the things we're talking about.
What I want to talk more about is what's going on in Africa, in Darfur, what's going on in Africa, in Nigeria, out in the Nigerian Delta, which could affect our oil and our gasoline prices. Those are things that are meaningful to me. You know, supporting drug addicts in all of their behaviors with all this hype and attention they get is not helping them or their families. So, you know, I am a licensed therapist, so I understand what's going on real clear.
Yeah, what's going on as a licensed therapist?
Yeah, I understand what's
going
on.
Wait, what's going on? You don't sound like a licensed therapist. You do not, John. I have to say, you do not sound like a licensed therapist to me. But, you know, we can all have self-inflicted titles. It's talk radio. I'll be a psychiatrist for the day.
The drug addicts are being down.
Hmm?
They're bringing down a lot of people, those drug addicts. And until they get off the drugs, they should not get a lot of attention from the media. That's my opinion.
You are not a licensed therapist. I don't care what you want to call yourself. There is no way that you are. But I appreciate your opinion. And let's put it out there and see how people respond to what you've had to say. I thank you for calling in. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Speaking of Africa, I saw a film last night that I'm highly recommending. I thought I should see it like a homework assignment because the reviews are so fantastic for the actor, and that's Forrest Whitaker. It's called The Last King of Scotland, and it's about Idi Amin, and I thought, oh, you know, I should see it because he's getting all these nominations, and everyone says he's so fantastic.
And but I really don't want to hear about African politics. It's going to be too distressing. And Idi Amin, they used to call him Idi Vidi Amin because he was nuts. And I think his brain was sort of deteriorating. I think he did actually have a lot of venereal disease, but I'm not sure. Anyway, he was a madman, and a lot of people died. This film is amazing. I thought, well, maybe, you know, if it's terrible, I'll walk out. This film was fantastic. So I want to recommend several films. You've got to see Notes on a Scandal, the one starring Judi Dench and Cate Blanchett. The writing is superb. The acting is amazing. You've got to see The Queen, the Helen Mirren film. Helen Mirren and HBO's Queen Elizabeth I is absolutely brilliant. If you like Notes on a Scandal, the same screenwriter wrote Closer, which I think you can rent. Maybe you can find it on demand someplace. It's Mike Nichols directed it, and it's got Julia Roberts in it and Jude Law and Natalie Portman, and it is also brilliant. And The Last King of Scotland, really, really superb. So those are some really good films to see. Some of them are not worth our time. Cost-to-benefit ratio. You know, you can always make more money, but you can never make more time. Patrick in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Hey, I'm not a licensed therapist, but I love the Ian and Nicole story, and I just can't seem to get enough. And I do think there'll be a conspiracy with all those people dying, and I think that Dick Cheney most likely is involved in that.
Well, when he shot her in the face, it may not have been with his gun, but he could be the father of one. He could say I'm the father of little Danny Lynn. He could take a number.
I'm sure. I think cause that's what, we'll be seeing that whole other Cheney story at some point, and then in Nicole. Hidden photos, maybe.
Maybe so. We're waiting for that moment. Patrick, thank you. From the paparazzi, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 KCTC. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Definitely rain going on that we're seeing in Sacramento and on for the next couple of days. Lows tonight, 52. Highs coming up with another 25% chance of showers tomorrow, 58. 56, a little traffic happening eastbound 50 to Rocky Point. Madison Avenue at Date Avenue, southbound I-5 just south of Airport. And Fair Oaks Boulevard at Lawson Way. There's a three-car crash. They're definitely slowing things down. Our normal slowdowns, and you'll probably want to use chains if you're headed up snowboarding in the next couple of days going on to Tahoe. Checking traffic and beating the traffic with News 10. I'm Lisa West, and more Enid Live and your calls coming up at AM 1320 KCTC.
It is significant because it emphasizes democracy in action.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. The Morning Retort.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cache Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cache Fever Jackpot hits, a Cache Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cache Fever Jackpot total and your Cache Club points online now at CacheCreek.com. So join Cache Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Change Bandit. Now give me all your change.
No, silly. Not like that.
Not like that?
No. Just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers. And donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital. All from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at sacradiothon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did, silly.
Think about this. Just a few years ago, you'd never have thought about buying a book, booking a hotel, or even buying an airline ticket online. Today, going online is the first place smart consumers look. LegalZoom.com has made it easy for smart, savvy consumers to be able to take care of common legal documents online. It's as simple as buying a book or securing your travel plans. You can form an LLC, last will and testament, or even register a trademark in minutes. LegalZoom.com saves most consumers up to 80% of the cost of going to an attorney. Yes, up to 80%. LegalZoom.com allows you to create common legal documents online at your own time and in the privacy of your home or office. Just answer some simple questions online, and LegalZoom.com takes care of the rest. For a limited time only, go to LegalZoom.com, and you'll receive a special discount by typing Talk Radio, all one word, in the box at checkout. Over a quarter of a million people and thousands more each day put their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. We've been talking about Anna Nicole, and there's, of course, a lot of news. The Nancy Pelosi story.
Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. $40 a month, all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime. And no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8, Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
Do not make a determination of the cause and the manner of death.
The books were cooked to help justify war in Iraq.
Unfortunately, the damage has already been done.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Even after her death, the saga of Anna Nicole Smith is taking bizarre turns. First with the autopsy, which only started the process of determining why she died suddenly at 39.
The medical examiner says he found a small amount of blood in her stomach.
This small amount of blood we related to a terminal event of shock.
Even though there were prescription drugs in her room, there were no illegal drugs. He says Dr. Joshua Perper, no signs of drug abuse.
We didn't find in the stomach any kind of tablets or pills, and we did not find evidence by the naked eye.
He says it'll take 3 to 5 weeks for toxicology results to come in. Till then, Perper says he's not ruling out any cause. Peter King, CBS News, Dania Beach, Florida.
This is Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. The tangled paternity case involving Anna Nicole Smith's 5-month-old daughter took a new twist as a third person said he too could be the father. The latest to say the child might be his is the husband of Zsa Zsa Gabor, Prince Frederick von Anhalt. He says he had a 10-year affair with Smith. Gabor is said to be upset with the news. Meanwhile, attorneys for the other two men who claimed to be the father were in court arguing over DNA tests. The judge refused to order that DNA samples be taken from Smith's body.
But the judge did order that the body be preserved for 10 days. According to Mark Steinis of Entertainment Tonight, Anna Nicole Smith had a brush with death soon after her son died last year. She was found face down in her pool and revived by her bodyguard. Now this.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is here again. Remember your game plan for last year's Valentine's Day? That didn't work out too well, did it? Here's a better idea for this year. Go to the jewelry store at JCPenney. They are the undisputed Valentine's Day jewelry headquarters for diamonds, gold, gemstones, and watches, all the things women just love. You can get a 1/3 carat total weight diamond heart pendant right now for just $99.99. And they have fine jewelry and watches at 20 to 60% off all through February 14th. Now that's a game plan. JCPenney.
Time. It's all you can think about when aches and pains are keeping you up. Starting tonight, switch from Tylenol PM to Advil PM and spend less time lying awake with annoying aches and pains and more time asleep. Advil PM has the multi-pain relieving power of Advil, plus a non-habit-forming sleep aid to gently ease you into a full night's sleep. So switch to Advil PM. Less time lying awake, more time asleep. Use as directed. Brands or trademarks of their respective owners.
A man who was a top aide to Donald Rumsfeld is accused of slanting the intelligence that helped make the case for invading Iraq. CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein reports.
Former Undersecretary of Defense Douglas Feith is criticized in a scathing new report. Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin calls it devastating.
The Inspector General finds that these, quote, inappropriate activities of the Feith office were authorized by the Secretary of Defense or the Deputy Secretary of Defense.
The Inspector General, Thomas Gimbel, said Feith justified the war based on unreliable intelligence.
If there still can't be agreement on it, it is a responsible thing to let the decision makers know both sides of the equation.
But he said Feith did not break the law. Howard Everenstein, CBS News, Washington.
An Iraqi insurgent group linked to Al-Qaeda has posted a web video showing what it claims is the downing of a U.S. helicopter on Wednesday.
I'd be very cautious about drawing conclusions from things that are posted on the Internet.
Lieutenant General Douglas Liu, top aide to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says officials don't believe that C-Night was shot down.
There are some eyewitness accounts that cause professional aviation officers to believe that it was most likely, a mechanical malfunction.
7 Americans died in the crash. Today in northern Iraq, U.S. helicopters targeting insurgents mistakenly killed at least 5 Kurdish militiamen who were allies. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr reports federal law enforcement is looking for a Unabomber wannabe, someone using the name The Bishop, who started 2 years ago sending threatening messages through the mail.
This suspect, whoever he is or she is, has raised the ante. Last week, there were 2 pipe bombs sent to financial services, one in Kansas City. One was actually sent to Denver and then forwarded to Chicago. But authorities say that at least one of those devices was a functioning pipe bomb. There's some dispute about whether or not it was wired thoroughly enough so it could have exploded.
Both packages were traced back to a suburban Chicago post office. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
I was driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh.
4:05, 5 minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel, KCTC. And you can join the conversation. There are a number of ways you can do it, and it's a richer, vibrant, more compelling conversation when you do. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and you can email me, Enid, at kctc.com. Joining me direct from the Colbert Report last night, Chris Hedges, his new book, American Fascists, The Christian Right and the War on America, is a former New York Times reporter. And I first encountered Chris Hedges when he gave a speech in Rockford, Illinois, at a small college, I think Rockford College, shortly after the war was underway. And Chris, you criticized what was going on, and you were booed off the stage. Refresh our memories as to what occurred.
Well, it was right after, as you said, President Bush had landed on the aircraft carrier. I think the country was still sort of in the throes of ecstasy about our power and the great victory that we just accomplished. And I got up and said that this was a war of liberation, but it was a war of liberation by Iraqis against American occupation, and sort of went on from there. And the microphone was cut twice, and I was booed and cheered. And eventually, towards the end, some kids from the graduating class tried to climb up on the stage and push me off the podium, and I was escorted out in the middle of the commencement ceremony, put on a bus to Chicago, and that was my first and last commencement address.
Wow. Were you allowed to even finish the commencement address?
I had to cut it pretty short, but I pretty much endured. I mean, I pretty much...
Have they ever apologized to you since, given how things have turned out and that you probably seem prescient now?
No. The president sent a letter not long after the event apologizing for the shrillness of my talk, and the local paper said Rockford College commencement speaker disrupts graduation was the headline.
Wait a minute. He apologized because he said you were being shrill? What kind of an apology is that?
He apologized to the students.
Oh, to the students. Not to you. I see. Okay.
No.
Oh, and you've never heard from him?
No.
Is he still the president?
I have no idea.
They should be ashamed of themselves. Talk to me about your new book, American Fascists, the Christian Right, and the War on America. I've heard you interviewed, and it all sounds fascinating. Tell me why you wrote this book.
Well, I come out of the church. My father was a Presbyterian minister. I graduated from seminary at Harvard Divinity School. And I think those of us who are biblically literate are a little more attuned to what it is this, and I look at it as a mass movement, this drive to create a Christian state, what it is they want, because we know how they distort, misrepresent, often misquote the Bible, to cram it into a political agenda that I think at its core would create within the United States a totalitarian system, one where all people who did not submit to the leaders of this movement would have no place.
And so, when you set about to write the book, what did you find out? You had some idea going in, but were you surprised at what emerged?
Well, you know, the beauty of reporting anything is that there are always surprises, and assumptions that you carry into a story are shattered, and that's what's exciting about doing that kind of work. I think, first of all, I spent a lot of time with followers within the movement, and I have such a distaste for what it is these people preach, this cult of masculinity, this war on truth, which is really what creationism is, a drive to destroy dispassionate intellectual and scientific inquiry, this obsession with apocalyptic violence. I think there's a pornographic element to it. I mean, all of these things I find deeply disturbing and certainly not at all loyal to the fundamental message of the gospel or the core values of democracy. Over time, and after interviewing many of the followers, I walked away with a great deal of compassion for them and a great deal of sadness. Most of them are not bad people. In fact, many of them are very good people, earnest people, well-meaning people. But we have shunted them aside in this society. I mean, there are tens of millions of Americans in the working class who essentially live without hope. I mean, less than 10% of all manufacturing jobs we have manufacturing jobs are now less than 10%, and the jobs that have replaced them are not adequate jobs. I mean, people are working for salaries that are two-thirds what they would have made, for instance, in a steel mill, and of course without benefits, without health insurance. The physical communities of these manufacturing centers, and I have members of my own family who live in these former manufacturing towns in Maine, are just crumbling. I mean, the downtown buildings are boarded up, the streets are potholed, the schools are dilapidated, and then all the subsequent domestic abuse and addictions and alcoholism and broken homes that comes with the disintegration of community. So what's happened is that, of course, when you when you create the Weimarization of the American working class, when you plunge people into personal and economic despair, and we see, I think, the two largest growth areas for this movement come out of these former manufacturing centers and these huge soulless exurbs in places like Orange County, where there's no community center, no community rituals, no sidewalks even, and people live in, you know, rather vast and ostentatious homes and spend 2 hours a day driving in to L.A. in big vehicles and working in offices wondering if their job's going to be outsourced. And, of course, anything now that can be put on software can be outsourced, from finance to engineering to architecture. I just read that all the people who did the classified ads for years and years for the Boston Globe have lost their jobs because they've been given to people in India. And
well, or Craigslist, for example.
Exactly.
You go to Craigslist, look at the, I don't know if you ever see the San Francisco Chronicle, but it has become an anorexic-looking newspaper,
yeah,
because there's not much of a classified section.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is these people who have are in the midst of a lot of economic despair, who the jobs have been offloaded, these are the people who are most ripe for some kind of message of hope, and this message of hope is provided by these large, or these, a lot of these fundamentalist groups, and certainly the large fundamentalist megachurches that we are seeing. Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't call it a message of hope. It is removing them from the reality-based world and comforting them with a world of magic, of miracles, angels, that God has a plan for them and walks with them, and that, you know, they may not have health insurance, but if they have enough faith, they'll be healed. That's not a reality-based world.
Yeah, but it does inspire a lot of hope, even if there's no reality. And reality is a word. What did Solzhenitsyn say? It's a word that should never be used without quotation marks around it.
Yeah. Well, it's a hope in
it's magical thinking.
In magical thinking, and it's finally an unachievable happiness. I look at this movement as sort of expounding a theology of despair, because ultimately the most glorious moment comes at the end of human history, which many of these people believe will be very soon, when we will be plunged into a catastrophic violence through the rapture and this weird kind of spiritual Darwinism. People will be lifted up into heaven, and the rest of us and the rest of the planet will get what it deserves. And therefore, global warming doesn't matter, and the wars in the Middle East are a good thing. So I find the undercurrent of it, and actually one that plays exactly on this despair. And that's why rational discussion with people locked in the embrace of this movement is impossible, because they fear so deeply being pushed back into the despair from which they came that any kind of criticism of their belief system terrifies them.
So, if that's the case, and talk to me, what pornographic aspect do you see of the rapture? Just the violence of it, the what?
Well, I had to slog my way through the horribly written End Times series by Tim LaHaye and Jenkins.
Yeah, which are huge sellers.
63 million copies.
Mm-hmm.
I think only the Bible has sold more, if I'm correct,
wow,
in the United States. And then, of course, the spun off the films. And again, that plays on this deep fear. You know, it's all supposedly, you know, and where does all this come from? It doesn't come from the Bible. But supposedly, you know, all children under 12 will be raptured into heaven. And so you have parents who aren't right with God coming home and, you know, finding empty diapers on the seat, or you have teenagers who haven't been obedient to their parents suddenly finding the rest of their family's been raptured into heaven and they haven't. It is a fear-based system.
Wait a minute, I'm not getting empty diapers on the seat, meaning what?
The babies went to heaven and the mothers were left behind.
Oh, the babies went to... Oh, yeah. They don't need diapers in heaven.
No, when you're raptured, I'm sorry, you, according to the belief system, your clothes are left behind, you're raptured naked up into heaven.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and the pornographic aspect of it is?
Well, they're obsessed with, you know, this long, detailed accounts of, you know, blood boiling and eyes popping out and gruesome attacks by a vengeful Christ on non-believers and infidels.
All right, so then why then does everybody have to be a believer? What, you know, if you have found something that works for you, whether it's reality-based or it is not, magical thinking, and you think you're going to be among the anointed, and you're going to be raptured into heaven, and you won't ever have to buy, you won't ever have to go clothes shopping again, why now is it imperative that the whole country believe as you do?
Because these people can't deal with ambiguity. That's the whole problem.
In other words, they need the validation. I have found the magic solution to all of life, and because I felt so marginalized, I want to not feel marginalized. I don't want to feel in despair again. And if all of us are on the same page, then I am validated. Is that
part of it? But then also into that belief system, it's a binary worldview of good and evil. So that if you do not submit to this orthodox truth, you become, you know, quite explicitly a tool of Satan, and Satan must be crushed and defeated. And it becomes a battle between forces of light and forces of darkness. So that if you don't submit to the leadership of this movement in the eyes of the followers, you are a force for the demonic and you must be eradicated.
Do you believe in Satan, Chris? My guest is Chris Hedges, his new book, American Fascists, The Christian Right and the War on America. Do you believe in Satan?
In a physical figure of Satan?
Well, I don't know.
No. Not really.
Not a physical, but because Norman Mailer was recently here. He was here last week, and I heard him talk. And he's written a new book about Adolf Hitler. Not that the world needs another book about Adolf Hitler, and part of it is fictionalized. But he says he believes in Satan, and as a figure, as an opposing figure to, say, Jesus Christ, jealous of Jesus Christ. And he talks about what he thinks God is. He thinks God is an ultimate artist, and that we are the agents of God. We're here to get it right until. So that's why he believes, you know, it's the foundation for why he at 84, using two canes now, believes in reincarnation. But he talked about Satan being at the present at 1,000 conceptions a year, when truly evil people emerge, Adolf Hitler among them, and possibly Dick Cheney breathing hard behind. So it's an interesting idea that God keeps wanting to get it right.
You know, I watched Milosevic rise in Yugoslavia, and Milosevic expressed the darkness that, and remember that the war in Yugoslavia was caused by the economic meltdown of Yugoslavia. He expressed the despair and rage of Serbs, you know, who wanted to lash out at the world around them. And Kershaw's biography of Hitler makes much the same point. And the great scholar Fritz Stern writes that, you know, there was a yearning for fascism in Germany before the word fascism was invented. I think when you distort a society so much, demagogues become very adept at manipulating that despair and rage. Let's be clear, the demagogues in the Christian right, people like Dobson, Robertson, have become fabulously wealthy off of this and accrued power to themselves. So I think that the problem is more the distortions within the society that are manipulated by amoral or evil men. But I don't think it's quite so simple as a satanic figure sort of, you know, blowing a Pied Piper pipe and everyone following him down a street.
My guest is Chris Hedges. Chris, when you were working at the New York Times and I wanted to ask you this, you gave that speech at Rockford College in Illinois and you were pretty much, you know, chased out of town because you spoke truth to power. Did you get any pressure? Were you still, you were still, as I recall, at the New York Times. Did you get pressure from the paper over that?
I was given a formal reprimand and told I could no longer speak about the war.
Oh, no, really?
No.
And nobody, that's never been recanted.
Well, no, that's what caused me to leave the paper.
Oh, my goodness. How long did you, how long were you there before you left?
A few months.
But you had what, about a 20-year career at the New York Times?
15 years.
15 years at the New York Times. My guest, Chris Hedges, his book, American Fascists, The Christian Right, and the War on America. You can take some solace in knowing that you were right and they weren't, and clearly in the Judy Miller reporting, too. Talk to me about what the effect has been of this movement. Where are we now? You have an administration that has pandered to this group of people. So what effect would you say it's had on the larger society?
Huge. I mean, first of all, we've given them hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars. They have managed to destroy federal agencies that deal with reproductive health, climate change, AIDS research, because, of course, you know, we shouldn't fund or do any research on AIDS. We should put all of our effort into curing what they call same-sex attraction. They're teaching creationism in public schools in this country. I mean, we're the only industrialized nation in the world that debates the validity of evolution. 45 senators, 186 members of the House of Representatives get between an 80 to 100% approval rating from the three most influential radical right-wing Christian groups, like Eagle Forum,
and was that Phyllis Schlafly, right?
Yeah.
And who are the others? That James Dobson focused on the family, yeah. And then who's the other one? Robertson's group or Falwell?
I forget the third one. It's in the book. Moral Majority doesn't exist anymore. I think it's one of the mutations of that group.
Okay.
They've moved in the last 25 years from the margins of American society into the corridors of power. We know that they have, the Bush administration has worked hard to appoint ideologically driven judges, who believe in a higher calling. I think we can fight this movement off to a certain extent unless we suffer another catastrophic terrorist attack, an economic meltdown, a series of environmental disasters. Then I think this movement stands poised to reshape American ways that we've not seen since the nation's founding.
Why do you think that they stand poised? In other words, this is all their predictions now come true. This is now the prelude to the rapture. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's more because they've become very adept at manipulating fear. It's because this administration has worked very hard to undercut the foundations of a constitutional democracy. And in a moment of fear, people turn to the most rapacious elements of a society and sort of clamor for protection. I saw it in Israel when the suicide bombing started. So I think that kind of chaos, that kind of collapse, that kind of crisis is what allows demagogues or despotic movements to rise to power. They need a crisis and a prolonged period of instability to come to power. We know that by studying other totalitarian movements. And they certainly, once that crisis begins, do everything they can to exacerbate it.
Exacerbate it, cut off all of what we know of as democracy, become a very rigid and kind of a closed entity?
Well, I mean, in a small way, just look at what the Bush budget is doing. Slashing Head Start. Slashing a program that gives bags of groceries to the elderly. I mean, there's that constant chipping away at any kind of a safety net.
Oh, they're putting their own policy people into every single department.
Exactly. In terms
and
of
and they're all political
regulatory agencies to destroy them.
That's right. All political appointees.
Right.
They're pulling out U.S. attorneys that they themselves have appointed.
Exactly.
Which is extremely troubling. I mean, we talk about this stuff every day. If you were looking at the tea leaves right now, is it a situation? Well, let me back up. How is it that they're not a huge group of people yet? They're still a minority. How is it that they're able to manipulate the rest of us? Have we completely abdicated? Are we so disengaged? Are we only interested in the remote control and going shopping? How did this happen?
Well, you're very right that they're a small minority, and they always will be. Radical groups always are. I mean, the Bolsheviks were about 1%. But they're ruthless, they're well-organized, they're well-funded, and, of course, they understand very well how to move the levers of, a very sophisticated advertising and spin system that has, infiltrated news. We live in a country awash in lies, I mean, that which is essentially what advertising is.
Yeah.
And... I think we're in really, really.
When you say they're ruthless, give me some examples. Who's the most ruthless among them?
Well, I mean, this is more sort of fascism by committee. I mean, that's why Ted Haggard can. Well, I guess now he's cured, but before he.
That's right.
Cured,
he is 100% practicing.
Now that he's 100%
restored hetero.
That's why somebody like that can get knocked down and it doesn't affect the movement at all. Dobson, I find him a very dark figure, very frightening figure.
Do these people believe what they're saying, or do you think that they know that they're selling the snake oil? Dobson's not stupid, and he's got a doctorate.
No, none of them are. Neither is Robertson. They're not stupid people.
And Robertson went to Yale and faked out a CV for himself. A lot of what he put in a CV wasn't true.
Oh, I didn't know that.
When he was running for, and I think his wife, my wife might have been pregnant when they got married.
Well, that is true, yeah.
Uh-huh. But none of them are stupid.
No, they're not.
And do they believe the snake oil they're selling?
I doubt it. I mean, I think they're very cynical and manipulative people, and they have figured out how to use this despair and this rage to create small little, or not small, I mean,
well, fiefdoms. Yes, major fiefdoms.
You know, now seek to, you know, reach out and control our system of government.
What would we be shocked to learn that we didn't, that we weren't aware of, that most of us aren't aware of, under the radar kind of stuff from this group?
What would we be shocked to learn?
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that really emerges as...
You know, my guess is that we would be shocked at how immoral and licentious, and I think all of us would be really shocked at the private lives that these people lead. I mean, we see bits and pieces of it. You know, had the story of Paul Crouch having, it was broke in the LA Times. He had apparently an affair with his chauffeur, male chauffeur, and paid him off. And I mean, we see, you know, the Crouches have like 30 mansions around the country that they can use.
Now, I don't know about that story. Who is Paul Crouch?
Oh, he runs Trinity Broadcasting Network. It's the largest, you know, so-called Christian broadcasting network in the world. I mean, even Robertson rents time on it.
What about Robertson? Is he licentious? What about Dobson?
Well, I don't know that Robertson's licentious, but we know his business dealings are pretty dark. He has been dealing in blood diamonds in Sierra Leone, and
He just recently threatened to murder somebody who he was having trouble with on one of his smoothie drinks, his health smoothie drink or something.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah, and apparently it's not the first time he's made that kind of a threat.
I mean, these are really sick and demented figures, and unfortunately, it's caused by this, you know, massive dislocation. You can't distort, you know, create these kinds of inequities and injustices and not have political mutations. We live in a country where the top 1% control more wealth than the bottom 90% combined. And that figure alone should terrify us. You know, we now have a tremendous assault on the middle class. The working class is just completely bereft. I mean, we are forming, you know, a calcified American oligarchy. We can't maintain a democratic state. And this movement is very much a manifestation of what we've done to ourselves.
If I were to ask you what we can do about it, other than to become aware of it, what would you say?
I mean, there are things that can be done, like, for instance, hate crimes legislation so that they can't, you know, preach about exterminating gays and lesbians. But ultimately, I think we have to look at this as a problem that probably is economic in its origin, that these people have to be reincorporated in American society and given hope. There was a huge flirtation with fascism in the 1930s, and I think what saved us was the New Deal. The powerful progressive forces, as you know, embodied within the labor unions and a vigorous and independent press, pulled us back from becoming a despotic state. But I think that those forces, those forces don't exist anymore. They're spent forces. And I worry that in a period of instability, we're not going to have organized forces that care about a liberal, open democracy that's going to be able to fight back.
Paul Krugman has written that in the when we talk about the lack of bipartisanship, the polarization of a country, he says it happens more when the economic gap between the rich and the poor is greatest. And he talks about the New Deal narrowing that gap, and that heralded a time when there was more bipartisanship. And in a way, you're sort of saying the same thing. Or you're saying some part of that, along the lines of when there's a huge gap between the rich and the poor, that's when you have these kinds of movements, and that's when you have this major amount of social turmoil.
Well, and we've seen that throughout history. I mean, you know, that is what allowed the fanatics in the Nazi Party to rise to power. That is what allowed Slobodan Milosevic to begin his genocidal war in Bosnia. And that's what worries me. You know, there's been a Weimarization of the American working class, and we're going to pay a terrible price for that if we don't begin to pay attention.
Not only what you describe, but the American working class has been happy to vote against its own interests.
But I'd argue that they don't vote against their own interests. I think the Democratic Party sold out the American working class a long time ago, and that's the problem. I mean, NAFTA was a gift of a Democratic administration.
That's true.
The gutting of welfare was the gift of a Democratic administration. When the Democratic Party figured out that they could be funded by these corporate, huge, you know, behemoth corporate entities, which essentially have no loyalty anymore to any nation, and just it's all about profit. They did. They took the money, but they continued to speak as if they represented the working class. In fact, they betrayed them. I think that rage towards liberals and the Democratic Party is not misplaced, and I think that's part of the problem. On a fundamental level, workers in this country realized that they were abandoned and sold out, and they were sold out by both parties. And so they have grafted onto this movement that is about magic and miracles and violence, and ultimately about destroying a world which they don't have any love for anymore at all.
My guest is Chris Hedges. His new book, American Fascists, The Christian Right and the War on America. Any comments you want to make about the political season? Hillary, Obama, does it make any difference at all? Rudy Giuliani, McCain, is anything going to change really? The hearings that are now on the cooked intelligence leading up to the war. Anything going to come out of this that you see that will result in some dramatic shift?
Well, it doesn't look like it. I mean, you know, non-binding resolutions. Who's speaking up besides Dennis Kucinich about the, what looks like a strike against Iran, which coming out of the Middle East would be catastrophic. It would ignite, I mean, it would be seen throughout the Middle East as an attack on Shiism. It would ignite Shiite rebellions in Lebanon, which, of course, they would direct their attacks against Israel. The situation in Iraq would, if you can believe it, deteriorate further. 2 million Shiites live in Saudi Arabia. Most of them work in the oil sector. Bahraini is Shia, a huge Shia minority in Pakistan. Straits of Hormuz would be shut down. I mean, I don't see the Democrats grappling with the fundamental issues. I mean, a few of them, Jim Webb, seem to get it, although I have yet to see programs. I mean, I think that having traveled across this country, writing about the Christian right for 2 years, there are parts of America that now look like the developing world. And if we don't reach out now and begin a pretty massive program to reincorporate these people back into the mainstream of American society, we're doomed.
Let me just ask you some questions. What can we do to solve Iraq? What would you do if you were the president right now? What happens? Is money withheld? You bring them home? What do you do given the meltdown that we have going on there right now?
Well, we have to leave. It's just a question of how. But the Democrats don't want to take that on. And neither does Bush. He just wants to...
Well, he wants to keep it going until the next administration cleans up and does the mop up.
Undergoing until he can walk away.
Right. But what would... If you were running, if you could wave a magic wand, what would you have the Democrats do? Would you have them pull the funding? Would you have them say the troops got to come home immediately? What do you do? What would you say?
Well, I think the problem with bringing them home immediately is that then you have full-fledged civil war. I certainly wouldn't bring more troops. I think you would have to try and amass some kind, if you could do it. I mean, it may be too late. I mean, we may have messed things up so much that there may not be a solution. But certainly, I think we have a moral responsibility to try and create some kind of a peacekeeping force, such as we saw in Bosnia, to protect these factions from tearing themselves and the rest of the country to pieces. I'm not even sure that's possible. But the continuation of the war, is folly. The amount of money that we're spending, staggering sum.
363 tons of money. According to the Waxman.
The $12 billion.
I'm sorry, say that again?
You mean the money that disappeared?
Yeah, 363 tons of $100 bills, shrink wrapped.
I know.
I mean, I can't even conceive of it. It is so.
It is an amazing debacle. I mean, it's almost beyond imagination. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up.
What do they say? What does Frank McCourt say? Beyond the beyond. I know you have to go. But before you do, tell me about being on the Colbert Report. We love him.
Oh, he's,
you were there last night. So we have you direct from the Colbert Report.
It was great. I love him. I mean, I think he's great. I thought, like, that Washington Correspondents' Dinner was...
Uh-huh.
I mean, I thought they took a great deal.
Well, but the reporting, they really dissed him, and now they're going to have a sort of a non-entity, a Republican, Rich Little, who won't ask one thing about Iraq.
Well,
why do the correspondents even bother?
Well, because they're all stenographers for people in power. I'm not sure that's journalism.
That's true. Cheerleaders too.
You know, they all want to sit. You know, it's become like Versailles, and they want to make sure they get a little place at the table.
And happy with that little crumb.
And happy with that little crumb. As long as the president knows their name, that's about all they get in return.
And they get a nickname.
And a nickname.
They get Stretch, and if you got to wear dark glasses, you get a name like Shades, even though your vision is Chris Hedges, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks
the book,
for having me.
I am delighted, and I hope we can have you back. The book is American Fascists, The Christian Right, and The War on America. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 KCTC. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight. We're going to see right around 33. Highs coming up tomorrow with scattered showers, 57. And on through the next couple of days, 51 for the low tomorrow night. Sunny it's going to be on Monday. Our traffic a little slow south on 99 right there by Fruit Ridge Road. Westbound 50 just east of Harbor. Northbound Cap City Freeway at N Street. There is a two-car crash. Checking traffic and beating the traffic with News 10. Enid Live and more of your calls will continue. I'm Lisa West at AM 1320 KCTC.
She's not right, but she's never wrong.
Yeah.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Metro. Think about this. Just a few years ago, you'd never have thought about buying a book, booking a hotel, or even buying an airline ticket online. Today, going online is the first place smart consumers look. LegalZoom.com has made it easy for smart, savvy consumers to be able to take care of common legal documents online. It's as simple as buying a book or securing your travel plans. You can form an LLC, last will and testament, or even register a trademark in minutes. LegalZoom.com saves most consumers up to 80% of the cost of going to an attorney. Yes, up to 80%. LegalZoom.com allows you to create common legal documents online at your own time and in the privacy of your home or office. Just answer some simple questions online, and LegalZoom.com takes care of the rest. For a limited time only, go to LegalZoom.com, and you'll receive a special discount by typing Talk Radio, all one word, in the box at checkout. Over a quarter of a million people and thousands more each day put their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Change, Bennett. Now give me all your change.
No, silly. Not like that.
Not like that?
No, just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers. And donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital. All from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at sacradiothon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did, silly.
New rule number one, no more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Think about this. Just a few years ago, you'd never have thought about buying a book, booking a hotel, or even buying an airline ticket online. Today, going online is the first place smart consumers look. LegalZoom.com has made it easy for smart, savvy consumers to be able to take care of common legal documents online. It's as simple as buying a book or securing your travel plans. You can form an LLC, last will and testament, or even register a trademark in minutes. LegalZoom.com saves most consumers up to 80% of the cost of going to an attorney. Yes, up to 80%. LegalZoom.com allows you to create common legal documents online at your own time and in the privacy of your home or office. Just answer some simple questions online, and LegalZoom.com takes care of the rest. For a limited time only, go to LegalZoom.com, and you'll receive a special discount by typing Talk Radio, all one word, in the box at checkout. Over a quarter of a million people and thousands more each day put their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
On the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. If you're just joining us, you missed, I think, a really wonderful interview with Chris Hedges. Well, he was really wonderful, is the point. And the book is called American Fascists, Christian Right, and the War in America. He talked about these rapacious people on the right, people who, and there's a story today about Pat Robertson threatening not a rival exactly, but somebody in a business deal with murder because there's some counter lawsuits or threats of lawsuits. Murder. Pat Robertson. He's talking about these people being licentious, rapacious. These are people, it's a movement born out of a lot of economic despair. And so you see a certain fundamentalism catching on. And he said the degree to which you find this in government now with this administration is hair-raising. So you may want to respond to that. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Mike in Orangevale. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Enid. Thank you very much for inviting Mr. Hedges to speak on your program today. He mentioned fascism in the 30s. Then Sinclair Lewis wrote, and I quote, "When fascism comes to America, it will come wrapped in a flag and carrying a cross." My view...
Well, that's exactly what's happened. He was prescient.
Yes, he was. And this is sort of a cyclical thing. But Mr. Edge has also pointed out that the institutions of the media of the time were a little more involved in journalism than simply, as he put it, being stenographers, as Helen Thomas herself pointed out. In the White House, in the White House press corps, my view is that most people still get most of their news from radio and television, and we must, I think, pressure our Democratic legislators in Congress to re-examine the fairness doctrine, and also I would like to see Representative Waxman start something to get rid of these faith-based initiatives that the president uses to pander to the right. Unless we want to slap a tax on churches, which is not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen, and we're putting a lot of our hope onto Waxman, all 5 foot 5 inches of him. But I don't think that one person can make up for the threadbare nature. I mean, if Chris Hedges is right, and the Democrats really sold out a long time ago, they sold out the country a long time ago.
Well, now
one guy or Dennis Kucinich or Russ Feingold, they're not going to be enough to restore what needs to be restored.
No, but I think we have a self-correcting system, and I think we have an informed electorate. This is why I'd like to see the Fairness Doctrine revisited. And I think we have a self-correcting system. I think Saul Alinsky also said the action is in the reaction. People are just getting fed up. And I think there'll be, I hope, a positive reaction in going back toward a more balanced government rather than what we've got now, which is just simply, it's a disgrace to the Constitution of the United States.
It absolutely is a disgrace. I agree with you, Mike, and I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Let's head over to John in Elk Grove. Hi, John. You're live with Enid.
Yeah, hi there. You know, it's really scary what your guest is telling the but, you know, I think one way we could stop the fascism being taken over the churches is that we should, let's say we detected some churches involving some kind of interferences to government, because, you know, we should supposed to be separate churches from the state. If we detect those churches, we're going to tell the IRS, say, okay, put this churches, if anybody donate money to this churches, people cannot deduct the...
Yeah, but supposedly the IRS is only going after, from what I can see, they're only going after liberal and progressive churches like that Unitarian Church in Pasadena. They're not going after the right-wing churches.
Right.
And it's beyond what's going on in the churches.
Right.
It's how you have these ideological... faith-based appointees in areas of science in a lot of the federal government. And as Chris Hedges said, zillions and zillions and zillions of dollars, taxpayer money, has gone to fund this, quote, alternative reality or, quote, magical thinking, which is just complete. It's just complete. You know, call it what it is. I can't say the word on the air or the FCC will haul me off to the pokey. But, you know, it's BS. It's complete and utter BS.
But remember, we are in control now. You know, the Ways and Means Committee.
Are we in control? Well, we might be in control now, but what are the Democrats doing? They can't even get it together to have a non-binding resolution. They can't even say, you know, here's a non-binding resolution that says you can't send those additional 21,500. We can't even get that together. You now have seven GOP senators who are going along with the Democrats on this. But that's the most minor of things, and they can't make it happen.
Basically, it is. I encourage whoever out there, set up a website. We call those senators that doesn't have any spine to support the public, you know, even including the Democratic senator, you know. We call them, just like the way we would call the governor.
Recall them. I like the idea, and I thank you for the call, John. Can we recall a president? That's my question. We can't impeach him, and I'm going to tell you why we can't impeach Dickey. We don't have the votes in the Senate. That's why we can't. We need two-thirds. We can't do the non-binding resolution. We're never going to be able to impeach him. Can we recall him? Is there anything that lets us do that in the Constitution? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 KCTC. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West.
Ooh, it's a little chilly out there now. I think I just stepped outside. Some showers we're going to see on for the next couple of days. Lows tonight, 52. Highs coming up tomorrow near 59, and we're at 56 in the River City. Traffic a little slow, southbound 99. And if you're going over top of the mountain, headed towards Tahoe or going skiing or whatever you're doing, you're probably going to need chains this weekend. Watt Avenue at Mayfair Drive, we have a three-car crash. Eastbound 47th on route to northbound 99. And eastbound I-80 just east of Colmbo Boulevard, there's a crash over there slowing things down. Checking traffic with News 10, and I'm Lisa West. Enid Live will continue, and more of your calls at AM 1320 KCTC.
While they're slinging mud, we're slinging the truth.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
see.
I'm the change bandit. Now give me all your change.
No, silly. Not like that.
Not like that.
No, just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers. And donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital. All from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at SacRadioThon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did, silly.
Think about this. Just a few years ago, you'd never have thought about buying a book, booking a hotel, or even buying an airline ticket online. Today, going online is the first place smart consumers look. LegalZoom.com has made it easy for smart, savvy consumers to be able to take care of common legal documents online. It's as simple as buying a book or securing your travel plans. You can form an LLC, last will and testament, or even register a trademark in minutes. LegalZoom.com saves most consumers up to 80% of the cost of going to an attorney. Yes, up to 80%. LegalZoom.com allows you to create common legal documents online at your own time and in the privacy of your home or office. Just answer some simple questions online, and LegalZoom.com takes care of the rest. For a limited time only, go to LegalZoom.com, and you'll receive a special discount by typing Talk Radio, all one word, in the box at checkout. Over a quarter of a million people and thousands more each day put their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
People have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth. AM 1320.
I'm the change bandit. Now give me all your change.
No, silly. Not like that.
Not like that.
No, just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers. And donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital. All from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at SacRadioThon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did, silly.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
454 on the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. We're talking about what Chris Hedges had to say about how the Democrats have really sold out. What they need to do, how little they seem to be doing, the rise of American fundamentalism, how many zillions of tax dollars have gone to support it. Pat in SAC, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Pat.
Hi, thanks. A small concrete question. The first being, I really wanted to ask your guest,
which of the presidential candidates, in his view, held the greatest likelihood of bringing corporations and the way they operate to heel in this country. And the second part of what I was thinking about was that I'm a baby boomer, and at this point in my young life, Lyndon Johnson had embarrassed himself so badly in the presidency that he stepped down with it without seeking a second term. And Richard Nixon, a few years later, had screwed up the presidency so badly that he left in guilt and shame. And this guy has exceeded both of those presidents in both of those categories. And yet there's no national dialogue about him stepping down.
You're exactly right about it. And there's no shame either. He has no shame. He doesn't care. In the case of Richard Nixon, a delegation of Republicans, I think headed by Barry Goldwater, went to him and said, it's time for you to go. And he went because he didn't have an alternative. There is nobody, even if anybody said this to the present president, he wouldn't go. It's like, screw you. I'm staying. I'm here for two more years, and why should I go anywhere? And there is no outrage. The question that Helen Thomas has been asking forever, where is the outrage? There is no outrage.
Just as a corporate figure, the guy has been a dismal failure. As a CEO, you would think that somebody would say, you've blown it. Besides his own father, I mean, his own dad has said, please step down.
How do you know his father? How do you know his father has said that?
Not directly. He was standing there with tears in his eyes saying, Jeb can't be president because you're such a screw-up.
No, I'm sure. I don't know if he said that. I doubt that he ever said that.
He came awfully close to it.
Well, I wish he had, but the two of those have been locked in a certain familial combat now for some years. So I don't know about that. He was going to be better than his father, and he has become far worse.
Oh, amen.
So I don't know what the answer is, and we don't have Democrats who have enough spine to do anything, and they're being sidetracked with all these Swift Boaty kind of issues. I mean, as we continue, I'm going to be talking about Nancy Pelosi and how she's got to deal with something that is completely aside from what they're all trying to do, in case they're trying to do anything at all.
I do agree with Mr. Hedges. The core issue is the sellout of the Democratic Party to corporations and its abandonment of middle class.
Well, I can tell you that Bill Clinton, I'm going to tell you that we have the consolidation of media because of Bill Clinton and the 1996 media consolidation that occurred in his on his watch. And that is the lobbyists wrote the legislation, and so we have less and less local media. Everything changed, the whole landscape.
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel, streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. They found no evidence of a crime, but authorities in South Florida don't know what did cause the sudden death of Anna Nicole Smith. Test results could take weeks. CBS News correspondent Kelly Cobiella is on the story.
The body that brought Anna Nicole Smith money, men, and fame went under a medical examiner's knife today as speculation grew, even among Smith's closest friends, that the answer had to be drugs.
That I was fearful for her life, for her safety.
Police said they did find prescription medications, but no illegal drugs in the hotel room where Smith collapsed Thursday. But the medical examiner found no obvious sign that drugs killed her.
The custody battle between Smith's companion Howard K. Stern and former boyfriend Larry Burkhead has been joined by a third party.
Larry and Howard claim to be the father of Danny Lynn. I can only say that's not true. It's definitely not. They're not the fathers.
Prince Frederick von Anhalt, the husband of 90-year-old Zsa Zsa Gabor, claims to have had a long affair with Anna Nicole Smith and says he might have fathered her infant daughter. But Gabor's former publicist calls von Anhalt a chronic fabricator who likes to inject himself into current events to see himself on television. We've known for some time that pre-war intelligence about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction was wrong. Now, as CBS News correspondent David Martin reports, investigators say the Pentagon exaggerated the links between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda.
The Pentagon's own inspector general told Congress that was inappropriate. Of course, it's years too late to do much about it.
Unfortunately, the damage has already been done. Senior administration officials used the twisted intelligence produced by the Fife office in making the case for the Iraq war.
That's Fife as in Doug Fife, then the Pentagon's third-ranking civilian, who says his analysts thought the CIA had done a poor job of linking Saddam to Osama bin Laden.
Fife's team claimed there had been a known contact between 9/11 lead hijacker Mohammed Atta and an Iraqi intelligence officer. The CIA was never able to confirm that such a meeting took place. Someone who's been sending threatening messages to businesses got more ugly recently. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr reports pipe bombs were mailed to investment firms in Kansas City and Chicago.
Each was packaged in a small cardboard box and contained a threatening note from a shadowy suspect who calls himself the Bishop. "Bang, you're dead," read one of the notes, seen by private counterterrorism analyst Fred Burton.
"I don't think this is a crank. It would not be something that the average person would do. His communications are threatening. They're scary."
Burton, who provides security intelligence to business clients, says the Bishop first surfaced 2 years ago with a series of threats mailed from numerous states in the Midwest, containing demands that companies manipulate stock prices.
Federal authorities believe the pipe bombs were both mailed from the same suburban Chicago post office. The Dow lost 56 points today, closing at 12,580. This is CBS News.
Smokey here. When you're a hardcore biker like me, it's nice to know that Geico Motorcycle Insurance covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. It's reassuring. It's like I have an imaginary sidecar, and my guardian angel's riding in it. And he's brought plenty of juice boxes and muffins, and he's totally cool with sharing. Yeah, old Smokey's never been too good with metaphors.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
That Boston bomb scare has produced a corporate casualty. CBS's Jim Taylor has the story.
Remember when cartoons were a relatively harmless expression of lighthearted fun? Adult Swim's Aqua Teen Hunger Force is decidedly not that.
You are about to learn a lesson in responsibility, Shake.
I'm responsible for getting us into that club that one time.
And the network's avant-garde marketing technique that paralyzed the city of Boston, decidedly not harmless either. Following a $2 million compensation payment by Turner Broadcasting, the Cartoon Network's Big Cheese is out of a job. Jim Samples is stepping down. He says he's sorry.
That's all, folks.
Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Some film for the TV show Lost was lost when it was accidentally put through an X-ray machine at Honolulu International Airport. The film canisters were supposed to fly as cargo, but somehow got mixed in with the passenger luggage that was going through security screening. All the scenes on those reels had to be reshot at the cost the producers refused to disclose. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
environment, no air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Y'all ready for this?
Five minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. If you're just joining us, we've been a lot of places. We've been to Anna Nicole Smith Land, where the autopsy so far is inconclusive. They're doing further tests. It's going to take about 5 weeks before there's any kind of information. They say that there were only legal drugs in her room. The Star is reporting that there was a whole pharmacopoeia in her room and also a lot of methadone, lots of methadone. So we'll find out as the story unfolds. And all these men are stepping up to the plate to say that they could actually be the father of Anna Nicole Smith's daughter, who's now 5 months old. And among them, the latest stepper-upper to the plate is Zsa Zsa, who's 90, Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband, a prince, and he is 59 and not much of a prince because her people call him a fabulator. So he said he had a 10-year affair and there was a press conference. And so I don't know. Everybody's in the DNA sweepstakes. It's better than the lotto, I think. We also talked to Chris Hedges, who is a former New York Times reporter. His new book is American Fascist. You know, on a different note entirely, because we swing wildly. We have all kinds of, we are talking about all kinds of things on Enid Live. It is a flea market of ideas, and never more so is it a flea market of ideas than on Friday, the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. We were talking with Chris Hedges. He gave a talk. If you didn't hear that interview, my shows are archived on whiterosesociety.org, whiterosesociety.org. And I think he's fascinating. He was for about 15 years, a reporter for the New York Times. And shortly after the war got underway, after it was mission accomplished, he talked about the realities of the war talked about us as occupiers in a commencement speech, as he put it, his first and his last, at Rockford College in Rockford, Illinois. And they booed him off the stage. The students tried to jump on the stage. They just pretty much put him on a bus and threw him out of town. He gave a shortened version of the speech, and then he was reprimanded by the New York Times, and he quit over it. And he's been writing these books ever since, doing a lot of really interesting research. He is a graduate of the Divinity School at Harvard, and his new book is called American Fascists, The Christian Right and the War on America. And he's talking about these snake oil salesmen who have become immensely rich, the James Dobsons of this world, the Pat Robertsons of this world, that they are venal, that they are licentious, that they know they're selling snake oil, that they're smart operators, and they are rapacious. And there's something he thinks pornographic about the whole thing that they're selling, the rapture, all of that. And he thinks that their constituency comes from those places where there isn't much hope. The places in America, and there are more and more of those places now, where the manufacturing jobs don't exist. They have been outsourced. Industries have changed. And these people who have not a lot of hope find now in the Christian and fundamental right, they find a place of magical thinking, and they find a place of alternative reality. And many of these people and representatives of these people and ideologues are now in all kinds of government agencies. Lots of our money, our taxpayer money, has gone to fund these groups, zillions and zillions and zillions of dollars. And I don't think we even have a clue about it. They're not a majority. But he thinks that if things really get a lot worse, that they are poised to kind of take over, and they use fear as a manipulation. And I think it means it's a wake-up call for us to become more vigilant. And when I asked him about politics now, the Democrats, he thinks the Democrats sold out a long time ago, that NAFTA happened on a Democratic watch. We know that the Telecom Act happened on a Democratic watch. He thinks that welfare was gutted and on a Democratic watch. And he thinks that the Democrats really just talk about the standing up for the common, you know, worker, the common good, the ordinary worker, but it's just a kind of branding, and it's not necessarily supported by reality, that they have sold out and that they are as beholden to corporate interests as the Republicans are, and that corporations know no national boundaries. They are, supranational. They don't care about this or that particular community, even though they may pay lip service, and maybe some corporations are more community friendly than others, but still. 349-1320. What are your thoughts about that? 866-626-1320. And I joked about Anna Nicole Smith that she was probably murdered by a combination of NASA and the White House because it was a way to get all those travails off the front page. Let me talk for a moment about two issues. And they have to do with Nancy Pelosi and John Edwards. This is the swift voting. These are not substantive. This is a discussion apart from the war and apart from the fact that the Democrats won the last election. But here it is. You have the Nancy Pelosi plane story that keeps that keeps getting more and more traction. It's not true. It hasn't been reported accurately, as far as I know. The story is she was told by a man named Livengood, who is in charge of security for people in the House, that she needed to have a plane because Denny Hastert did, and after 9/11, Denny Hastert, because he was second in line to the presidency, and Nancy Pelosi, because she is, planes are made available, so you don't take a commercial plane back to your district. Well, in the case of Denny Hastert, he lives in Illinois, and that's not very far from Washington. But in the case of Nancy Pelosi, and she is speaking today, was speaking at Leo McCarthy's funeral. In the case of Nancy Pelosi, she's got a lot farther range to go. She's got to go all the way to California. And the plane that was assigned to Denny Hastert, and by the way, it's used for other people, too, during, you know, when the speaker isn't using it, that plane isn't long enough for it. Requires refueling. So Nancy Pelosi said, "Look, if this is a security, I'm happy to go commercial." They said, "No, but no, you can't. It's a security issue, and you need to be in communication. You can't go commercial." Well, she said, "Well, I've got to go this way. I want a nonstop flight." But they are making it sound like she is a diva. And listen to who has weighed in on it. Whoever this group is, and you might know who they are, the Christian Coalition of America. Why would a fundamentalist group weigh in or even care about what Nancy Pelosi's transportation situation is? The Christian Coalition of America, listen to this, condemns the new Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from San Francisco, for trying to get luxurious travel paid for by the American taxpayers. But they pay for, it is not her, she didn't want to do this. She's not requesting it. They have foisted it upon her. And they did it for Denny Hastert after 9/11 and when you're second in line to the presidency. So they're making it sound like she is trying to trying to slime free travel paid for by the American taxpayers. And here's what they go on to say. Is a first-class seat on a commercial jet no longer good enough for Speaker Pelosi? Nancy Pelosi is demanding that the Air Force provide her with a large jet on demand, Pelosi One, so she can transport her political cronies, favorite members of Congress, congressional staffers, friends, and relatives back and forth to her district in San Francisco every week. That Nancy Pelosi is demanding a large plane, and she's demanding luxurious travel at taxpayer expense. Do you see how the story is distorted? What do you do with that? You're so busy fighting the swift voting on the one hand that getting anything done, and it's a way to change the conversation. And the right wing is also going after John Edwards because he's got a couple of bloggers on staff who are kind of cheeky and they're kind of sassy, and they've said these things about Catholics. And so Bill Donahue, who is perpetually angry and always talking about orgasms in Hollywood films that he's condemning, so I've got to wonder about his preoccupations. He's condemned these bloggers, and although Edwards said he's not comfortable with what they've said, and he wouldn't put it that way, he's not going to fire them, which I think is the right thing to do. Not let the right wing push you around and make you look like you're John Kerry. What are your thoughts about this? How do you counter it? And we have other things to talk about. I mean, really serious stuff like the House is taking up the resolution against the surge. The fact that the newest investigation by the Pentagon tells us that the books were cooked, the intelligence books were cooked when it came to the run-up to the war. All of that, and this is a way to change the conversation. And it's all funded by the right-wing attack And they're good at it. And I don't know how you defend yourself against it. If you've got some ideas, I'm sure Nancy Pelosi and I would like to have them. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. But it's an utter distortion. And even the wire services, ABC News, everybody has reported the distorted version of the story. Doesn't matter how many statements that the guy who's in charge of security for the House members put out, where he said it was his, he is in charge of this. He's the one. No, Nancy Pelosi didn't come to him and say, I want luxurious travel paid for by the American taxpayer. He told her that it had to be this way for security reasons. And even though he has said all of that, the story is still getting reported in a distorted way. And now you have a fundamentalist group. Well, what's it their business? Picking up on the implications for the evangelical community. I mean, what are the implications for the evangelical community that Nancy Pelosi is having the same arrangement about getting home to her district that Denny Hastert had? I don't get that part. 349-1320 and 866-626-1320. And I'll tell you what else I got from listening to Chris Hedges talk about this group that's so right for the Christian fundamentalist takeover. They're people who are distressed because they don't have jobs. Their jobs have been outsourced, and they're happy to grasp at a straw called hope. And the hope is often wrapped in a mantle called religion and the rapture and magical thinking. And, you know, I'm thinking that a lot of these IQs are maybe hovering at room temperature if we're lucky. And these are the people that this administration is pandering to, and with a great amount of success, as a matter of fact. 349-1320. We have one line open, 866-626-1320. Sam in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Enid, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, I like the way Nancy Pelosi countered by pointing out that Rumsfeld, who's not even supposed to be in the Pentagon anymore, is the one who spread this.
I'm hearing two versions. One is that it was spread by the Department of Defense, and the other is that it was leaked by the White House, who has publicly, by the way, the White House has publicly supported her on this.
Oh, that's just a run for cover. That's like publicly they didn't believe in the SWIFT.
Well, they pulled the rug out from under her privately, but publicly they're supporting her.
Right, and then the other thing I think you do is, which you know, that's another old tactic, the old bait and switching. But you got to go after this fairness doctrine and get the media in line, because you know. They have a responsibility, whether they like it or not, because those are public airwaves, to give us the real story and to do
that. Well, we are certainly trying to do that, Sam, here every day, 5 days a week, 4 hours a day. We're trying to do it.
But we just can't get the big five to do it, you know? And then the last thing is you want to remember that this is a diversionary tactic. And so you got to stay focused on what the issues are. You're right. It's hard because you're so busy trying to do the business of Ann and... And these guys are constantly trying to chop you off at the knees. You know, it's
yeah, but it's a but it it people are the public is so frightened of women that this it didn't take much for this story to get a lot of traction. That's what's so distressing about it.
And I agree. You know what? I'm not sure what it is. I don't know if it's the Denny Hastert or the white male guys who are, you know. You're hearing it all. You know, is this country ready for a woman? Is this country ready for
apparently a woman? Not. And Hillary is clarifying her vote on Iraq, and we'll be talking about that. Sam, I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Ashwin in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ashwin.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay. I think it's just okay. When you look at the front runners for the GOP, it's McCain, who's really not a conservative and not a religious right person. And then we've got Giuliani. So these guys don't have anybody to whip up the base, and so they're trying to tie anything that would get the base against the Democrats. Anything. They don't have anything positive to talk about their candidates because. Anything that their base stands for, the candidates don't have. So now they just have to get some people to whip it up so that people go to the polls.
Well, but you know, but it's a story that gets a lot of traction. People who aren't paying as much attention as we are, and they're not getting the version of it that, and I'm bringing you the correct version of the story. Those people are really reading it on the wire services and everything else, and they're getting a distorted version. And most people aren't spending as much time as we are finding out what's going on. People get their news in tiny little bites on television and radio, and interspersed with the cute pet stories.
You're absolutely right. I had a Democratic friend of mine and said, hey, what's your lady over there doing getting a private plane? And I said, well, let me look into it. And I just a few clicks on the internet and got the right story, but not everybody does it.
That's right.
Now, and a lot of people in the media will say, oh, we give you the stories because we look at the ratings and whatever the stories give us. What the people want, we give them. Well, you know what, Katrina, the people didn't want Katrina, but the media was able to give it to us. So that was a positive thing that the media was doing. So they do have the power. When they hide behind ratings, that's when you know, okay, they're lying and they're just trying to whip up public policy out here.
Ashwin, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Steve in Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Steve.
Hi. My comment was along the same lines as your...
Are you on a speakerphone? Steve, are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, I'm not now, though.
Better, thank you.
My comment was along the same lines that basically your guest, Chris Hedges, was that his name?
Yes.
Was talking about essentially the people that would have voted union or Democratic or for labor in the old days are essentially voting for this kind of new right cabal. And somehow, how has that happened? Well, the media has played a big part of it. In the last 30 years, if you compare all the big media foundations of the right to the media foundations and think tanks of the left, there's about a 10-to-1 ratio in terms of funding.
So you're saying that the right-wing media think tanks are heavily funded. You see, they feel like they're under siege. This is Rush's audience, for example. They have found a home with Rush. It doesn't matter that they don't get the truth. They get what they want to hear. And they've made him a very rich man. There's statistics out on what he makes and what everybody makes and Howard Stern makes, and I'll share that with you. But when they feel like they're under siege and they're a minority and marginalized voice, those who have money are pouring money into these think tanks in order to manipulate the base that they do have. That's what you're saying.
And going back to what the previous caller said, the ratings, I just don't believe the ratings have anything to do with it. I've lived in all parts of the country.
The ratings don't have anything to do with what? The TV coverage?
Well, in terms, they always say, well, Rush gets the ratings. Mike Savage gets the ratings. Mark Levin gets the ratings. I don't believe it. I'll say I'm over 50, and I have never once, I've lived all over the country, have never once been asked for my rating on anything, and I've talked to many, many people.
It doesn't work that way. And, Steve, they do get the ratings. Trust me on this. They get huge ratings. I don't know who Mark Levin is, but Rush gets huge ratings. He makes something like $30 or $35 million a year.
So
don't deny that they get huge ratings. They do.
Okay, well, you're going to get the ratings if you're the only show on the air. And I used to drive.
They're not the only show on the air. There's a million shows on the air. They happen to be successful. Here's the other correlation that doesn't happen anymore. You don't any longer have to be good to be successful. You just have to be successful. There are a lot of crummy movies out that are terrible, but they're very successful films.
Well, so if Clear Channel owns the media, and Clear Channel, maybe I shouldn't say that, but if a particular media organization owns the channel and they decide this is what we're going to put on, that's what people listen to.
That's what people listen to, but they're in it to make a profit. And if not enough people listen to it, they're going to put something else on until they find the thing that will be successful for them.
Well,
they're all responsive to Wall Street. They have shareholders. So they need, and the TV is extremely, exquisitely tuned to ratings. That's why you have this negative, what I call a negative feedback loop. Because if you put something on that's horrible and it gets high ratings, you put another horrible thing on. And it just keeps spiraling downward.
If you're appealing to the lowest common denominator, that's one thing. If you control the channel as well, that's another thing too. But
what's your point?
Well, so the point is that it goes back to the right-wing media. That, you know, they're always talking about the liberal media, But if you take Olin Bradley...
There is no liberal media. There may be a couple of magazines around that are liberal, but there's nothing that I would... Even the New York Times has been pretty middle of the road. I don't see much in the way of a liberal media. I think what we have is a disengaged population. We're getting progressively more dumbed down, progressively stupider, and we're not outraged. And I think that's part of the problem. We're easy to manipulate. You get a couple of sound bites. Even, MSNBC is alternating right now between Anna Nicole Smith and the Nancy Pelosi story. And that's it. So if you watch a little bit of cable TV, Nancy Pelosi is a demanding diva who wants luxurious planes that can fly a flying party of her extended family at the taxpayer expense. That's the story you're going to get, and it's not a true story. Steve, we're going to have to leave it there. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320. KCTC. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West.
Thank you so much, Enid. Some showers we've seen all day, a couple of buckets, I believe. Tomorrow, highs 59 with scattered showers on for the next couple of days. Monday, I think it's going to be pretty clear. We have a couple of car crashes slowing things down northbound Cap City Freeway just south of Cal Expo. There's a two-car crash there. Eastbound 50th, southbound 99. Beating the traffic, News 10 and Enid Live, and more of your calls will continue. I'm Lisa West today in 1320 KCTC.
Doing full frontal talk radio. AM 1320. Sacramento's left channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
I'm the change bandit. Now give me all your change.
No, silly. Not like that.
Not like that?
No, just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers. And donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital. All from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at sacradiothon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did, silly.
Think about this. Just a few years ago, you'd never have thought about buying a book, booking a hotel, or even buying an airline ticket online. Today, going online is the first place smart consumers look. LegalZoom.com has made it easy for smart, savvy consumers to be able to take care of common legal documents online. It's as simple as buying a book or securing your travel plans. You can form an LLC, last will and testament, or even register a trademark in minutes. LegalZoom.com saves most consumers up to 80% of the cost of going to an attorney. Yes, up to 80%. LegalZoom.com allows you to create common legal documents online at your own time and in the privacy of your home or office. Just answer some simple questions online, and LegalZoom.com takes care of the rest. For a limited time only, go to LegalZoom.com, and you'll receive a special discount by typing Talk Radio, all one word, in the box at checkout. Over 250,000 people and thousands more each day put their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. Talk to Enid now,
541-1320. 531 on the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can participate in the conversation, and when you do, it's a richer, vibrant, more compelling conversation. And you can do it toll-free, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Let me add to the conversation. Hillary, she says, I didn't vote for the preemptive war. That's what she's saying now. In advance of her trip to New Hampshire this weekend, Hillary Clinton has clarified her Iraq war. She has given an interview to one of the major newspapers in New Hampshire, and she says that her vote for the 2002 resolution was not automatically a vote to go to war. And here's what she says in the interview. I have taken responsibility for that vote, she says. It was based on the best assessment that I could make at the time, and it was clearly intended to demonstrate support for going to the United Nations to put inspectors into Iraq. When I set forth my reasons for giving the president that authority, I said that it was not a vote for preemptive war, she says. She said that the Bush administration forced an end to the final round of weapons inspections and invaded prematurely. The administration is responsible for the status of war, she says, and for being grossly misinformed or for having, quote, twisted the intelligence to satisfy a preconceived version of the facts. Is she going to be able to stick with this? Is this going to be enough? Is she going to be able to get away with this? Because there are hearings underway that talk about to what extent the Pentagon information, the intelligence for going to war was ginned up and fabricated, and how the intelligence books were cooked. A new MoveOn.org ad slams GOP senators for stalling the escalation debate. They're willing to send tens of thousands more troops to face danger in Iraq, but they don't have the courage to face a vote. Hear, hear. Absolutely right. What are your thoughts? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Dan calling from Colfax. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Enid. I'm a huge fan of Chris Hedges, and he wrote an incredible book called War is a Force that Gives Life Meaning, and that book I quote quite often. And it's a book I wish I could have written. But when he talks about the behavior of the right wing, the perfect example of that was Ralph Reed and Jack Abramoff, when they were basically bribing certain organizations to get contributions in their pay-to-play scheme. They acted like they were in war, in battle. It was the black humor of battle. And that sort of ties in with, you know, we've left them no decent jobs in this country. And so the people are only good for cannon fodder or mortar mulch or rocket refuse. That fits right into their whole plan, and we have a bunch of people like Reed and Abramoff who spend their time acting as if they were a bunch of kids playing soldier. They're wannabes. They're soldier wannabes, and that's how they take their violence and aggressiveness out on the people by stealing their money in their pay-to-play.
Well, how is it that we're letting this happen is the question. How are we getting, that old cliche, you get the politicians you deserve. How is that happening?
Well, I mean, the right wing has gotten a free ride here because they control all different houses, all different arms of government. And then, I'd also like to dispute, a little bit. The Democrats' voting record on the environment, Social Security, veterans benefits is night and day between that and the Republicans. Absolutely night and day. So maybe they've failed us in some areas about trade and and the media for sure, but they are definitely the lesser of two.
Yeah,
evils.
But the, well, that may be, but they are failing us, and they aren't showing enough spine when it comes to Iraq. I thank you for the call, Dan. 349-1320. Ron in Davis, thanks for being so patient, Ron.
I'll tell you, I feel outraged. I mean, my hair is on fire, and I'm also experiencing kind of despair for this country.
Why is your hair on fire? You better get a fire.
Yeah.
You better fire retardant.
I'm speaking metaphorically, but, you know, and sometimes I pick up from you that, you know, you really, I mean, both of us know that if you just rely on the so-called media, you're going to learn nothing. So most Americans can't or don't seem to want to take the time to do a little research. And so my position regarding fascism, comparing what Chris Hedges was saying, like with what FDR did with, Prescott Bush, people like that, they were already for fascism. The difference now to me is we are in a kind of soft fascism right now, and there's an enormous amount of monitoring of the general public. I'm reading a book called Body of Secrets by Bamford, and it's incredible.
Oh, we're under surveillance, and who's surveilling the people who are surveilling
us
is the question.
It's like I just don't see a way out. That's why I'm almost speechless.
Well, I think it's we the people. There's still a tremendous amount of power, and there is a huge reservoir of power in we the people. And there are places. There are some places where we're beginning to come together. MoveOn.org is one place, and Blogger, the blogosphere, is another place. I like to think that listening to Enid Live, you might like some of the things we talk about. You might not like, but all of us are doing our research, and between all of us, we come out. Every day we come out with more information than you usually find in most places. So all you have to do, if you don't want to do the research yourself, if you tune in here, I think a lot of us are rolling up our sleeves.
Yeah, I'm a compulsive researcher.
And we're providing all the information for everybody who cares to listen. Ron, I thank you for the call. I want to say something, and I forgot to tell you. I'm going to be in Davis at the Davis Democratic Club speaking, and that's going to be the day before Valentine's Day. So I guess that's Tuesday night, the 13th. If you are a member of the Davis Democratic Club, or even if you're not, I think you're welcome to attend. And that's at about 7:30. I'll get there a little bit later than that. Today's, you know, what do you do? Let me ask you this question. Let me not ask you this question. Let me start with this story. This is a headline story in today's Los Angeles Times. Here's the headline. I'll give you the headline. Air Force Academy is probing allegations of student cheating. Oh, my goodness. Oh, isn't that terrible? The Air Force Academy is investigating allegations of cheating by 28 freshmen, and it has restricted all 4,300 cadets to campus over the weekend. So 4,300 cadets are taking the heat for the 28 who are being accused of cheating. They're asking them to meet in small groups to consider, quote, their self-image and, quote, the image of the institution. And this is according to Air Force officials. I'm reading this story and I'm thinking to myself, the Air Force Academy is probing allegations of student cheating. Students always cheat, or they cheat as much as they possibly can. I'm not endorsing it. I'm against it. I didn't do it, but a lot of kids do it. And I'm thinking, why wouldn't they cheat? The whole society is cheating. And let me give you some examples. For example, what do you do if you don't like the intelligence community's assessment? Well, you create your own. A report out today from the Defense Department's Inspector General on the administration's do-it-yourself intelligence analysis shop, led by Douglas Feith, opens an old and vital controversy, the administration's alleged manipulation of intelligence in the run-up to the Iraq War. Would you call that cheating? When they cooked the books on the intelligence, would you call that cheating? And then here you are. Oh, here is an investigation. Henry Waxman, our guy, all 5'5" of him. He is managers of the U.S. Coast Guard's $24 billion fleet overhaul program, which is a disaster, by the way. It doesn't do what it was supposed to do, and we spent all this money on it. Appeared to cover up a Navy engineering report that highlighted design flaws in a new flagship cutter under scrutiny by government investigators, said a senior House Democrat yesterday. Henry Waxman said the December 2005 report included bottom-line warnings in red ink on a pair of briefing slides that concluded the national security cutter, as it is known, would not last the required 30 years. But the warnings were deleted
in a copy of the report given by Coast Guard officials to the Department of Homeland Security auditors. Oh, and by the way, the Department of Homeland Security is not coming clean because Dick Cheney's son-in-law is counsel and he's stalling, delay. So they lied about the Coast Guard. Managers of the Coast Guard program knew that this equipment wasn't going to hold up. They knew they were design flaws. They deleted it. They lied. They cheated. The pre-war data on Iraq is faulted. A special unit run by former Defense Secretary of Defense Don Rumsfeld's top policy aide inappropriately produced, quote, alternative, like alternative realities, like magical thinking, intelligence reports that wrongly concluded that Saddam Hussein's regime had cooperated with al-Qaeda. And this is according to this new Pentagon investigation. So would you call that cheating? Oh, they were cheating. And what about the 363 tons of $100 bills that nobody can account for that got sent over to Iraq? Shrink-wrapped packages of $100 bills. Gee, wouldn't you like one of those in case the plane, the hatch opened by mistake and a whole load of that, you know, just dropped down into your backyard? Wouldn't that be kind of a really nice surprise? 349-1320-866-620-61320. So, when you've got the Air Force Academy with allegations of students cheating, I mean, let them take a number. It's like the whole universe is cheating. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 KCTC. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West.
Excellent idea. We're going to have beautiful weather, I think, tomorrow. Some scattered showers, but I absolutely adore it. 52 for the low tonight, 59 for the high tomorrow. Monday, though, partly cloudy, sun shining through. I don't think we're going to get showers on that day. Traffic going a little slow. Southbound 99 beating the traffic of News 10. Northbound Cab City Freeway just south of Elvis and westbound 50 to southbound I-5. That vehicle on the right-hand side is actually blocking the freeway service there to get back up on. Eastbound 50 at 34th Street, there's a two-car crash. Enid Live and more of your calls will continue. I'm Lisa West at AM 1320 KCTC.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. The morning retort.
I'm the change bandit. Now give me all your change.
No, silly, not like that.
Not like that?
No, just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers. And donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital. All from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at sacradiothon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did, silly.
Think about this. Just a few years ago, you'd never have thought about buying a book, booking a hotel, or even buying an airline ticket online. Today, going online is the first place smart consumers look. LegalZoom.com has made it easy for smart, savvy consumers to be able to take care of common legal documents online. It's as simple as buying a book or securing your travel plans. You can form an LLC, last will and testament, or even register a trademark in minutes. LegalZoom.com saves most consumers up to 80% of the cost of going to an attorney. Yes, up to 80%. LegalZoom.com allows you to create common legal documents online at your own time and in the privacy of your home or office. Just answer some simple questions online, and LegalZoom.com takes care of the rest. For a limited time only, go to LegalZoom.com, and you'll receive a special discount by typing Talk Radio, all one word, in the box at checkout. Over a quarter of a million people and thousands more each day put their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
America. The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it.
Mitt Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
I'm the change bandit. Now give me all your change.
No, silly, not like that.
Not like that?
No, just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers. And donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital. All from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at SacRadioThon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did, silly.
Think about this. Just a few years ago, you'd never have thought about buying a book, booking a hotel, or even buying an airline ticket online. Today, going online is the first place smart consumers look. LegalZoom.com has made it easy for smart, savvy consumers to be able to take care of common legal documents online. It's as simple as buying a book or securing your travel plans. You can form an LLC, last will and testament, or even register a trademark in minutes. LegalZoom.com saves most consumers up to 80% of the cost of going to an attorney. Yes, up to 80%. LegalZoom.com allows you to create common legal documents online at your own time and in the privacy of your home or office. Just answer some simple questions online, and LegalZoom.com takes care of the rest. For a limited time only, go to LegalZoom.com, and you'll receive a special discount by typing Talk Radio, all one word, in the box at checkout. Over a quarter of a million people and thousands more each day put their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Seven on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. That might be the theme song for Nancy Pelosi. The story is getting misreported all over the place, and she's made to look like a diva if you're just joining us. And an evangelical group says that she shouldn't be allowed luxurious travel at taxpayer expense. And, I mean, the story's out of control, and it takes away from what's really going on. As all these Democrats are being swift-boated, and I don't know what the antidote is. Hillary says, I didn't vote for the preemptive war. What do you think about that? They're going after Obama big time now, and I'll share some of that with you. But we're talking about these allegations about student cheating at one of the service academies, and it's like, why shouldn't they cheat? The whole society is cheating. It's one story after another, the cheating going down from this administration, and we were very happy to pay lip service to the idealistic idea that we actually tell the truth. We teach our kids to tell the truth, but when we get into business, and particularly when we get into this administration, cheating apparently is the order of the day. Stark and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Stark.
Hi, Enid. Just a quick comment. I don't buy Hillary's comments about why she would have voted favorably for that Iraq resolution or any other member of Congress. That's a pretty serious thing, and I don't know why all of us out here could sit and watch our TVs and watch Colin Powell's giving his speech before the UN, and we're going, wait a minute, come on, there's not enough substance here to do something like that.
I know.
I don't buy it.
Randy believes that he was being blackmailed. At first I thought that was preposterous. Then I thought, you know, it's a fanciful idea. Who knows?
Well, that could have been.
You know, they might have said, we have information about you. You know, you got to toe the party line here, or it'll be public, or you'll be, you know, fill in the blank, whatever that they had. You never know. You just never know.
Well, it still turned out to be a massive ruse. And I don't see why anybody would have even bought it back then. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. And Maureen Dowd made the same statement. We all knew it in real time. You did not have to be a genius. And I wasn't getting my briefings. I was getting my briefs from the department store, but not briefings from the CIA. It wasn't. We all knew it. I mean, you didn't have to be a genius to figure it out.
If I was back there in Congress, I'll bet I would figure out a whole bunch of ways to find out a whole bunch more stuff than the average citizen could have determined from watching TV. And that did not happen in my opinion, so to heck with her.
Well, so what is she? So who are you going to vote for?
I don't know yet, but I think Rudy Giuliani should be the Republican nominee. That should be a slam dunk. We should be able to take care of him real easy.
Okay. Chris Matthews thinks that the issue of terrorism is more important than any other, that any of his social failings, his checkered marital history, the fact that he married his cousin, cheated on his second wife, and.
Well, I think he should be. I think he should be very easily defeatable. So I would like to see him be the Republican.
I like to see the Democrats get to Donna Hanover and get the real scoop. Although she's the mother, she's the mother of the children. She probably doesn't want that support.
Well, see,
system.
That's what I mean. There's all kinds of possibilities.
I like it. All right. Thanks
that's
very
all
much.
I say to you.
Yeah. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Ken in Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ken.
Hello, Enid. My comment is on the Nancy Pelosi story.
Yes.
And what I see is a smear campaign distorting the facts as far as equitable travel arrangements that Dennis Hastert had. Why shouldn't she have the same type of travel arrangements without catching a lot of slander? And so I'm wondering, where is the federal attorney general's office that, when it's so blatant that the facts are being distorted and she's being lied about, that's slander when it's verbally done.
She's a public
libel when it's done in print.
Now, nice try, Ken, but she's a public figure, and the standards for libel and slander are far higher when you're a public figure. She thinks she's been quoted as saying that she thinks the White House or the Department of Defense leaked the information, and then, of course, publicly the White House is supporting her absolutely for security purposes. She's second in line. I'm telling you, send pretzels to the president and banana peels to the vice president.
Why don't they print the policy statements that sets up the hierarchy of travel arrangements for these public figures?
Well,
here's the public record. What are you trying to do by picking her out when you didn't say anything negative about Dennis Hastert?
That's really a good point. And even the wire services, even the New York Times, even ABC News, they kind of, you know, they weren't as... they weren't as one-sided as some of the more right-wing publications were. They were a little bit more moderate, but they still didn't get the story right.
So they should quote the public policy and say, look, if Hastert operates under this public policy...
Well, they quoted it, but then they balanced it on the one hand this, but on the other hand that, you see. And now this Christian right-wing group, they condemn Nancy Pelosi. They're saying they're condemning her for trying to get luxurious travel paid for by the American taxpayers. They've completely shifted the conversation. And now she wants to battle back. It's already taken root in the mind of these not-so-bright people who are their followers to begin with. Is a first-class seat on a commercial jet no longer good enough for Speaker Pelosi? She's demanding that the Air Force provide her with a large jet on demand, Pelosi one, so she can transport her political cronies, you know, like it's a flying party.
Well, I think that... if the legal community doesn't get involved somehow, you're going to have a news and wire services that are just going to turn into propaganda.
Yeah, but it's going to, you know, a trial for 1,000 years, and it's a public figure. It's going to go nowhere, Ken. But I can sense your frustration, mine too. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 KCTC. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. And beating the traffic with News 10, eastbound 50 at 48th Street, we have a two-car crash, a hit-and-run, Florin Road, and it's 55th Street. That hit-and-run is slowing traffic down. Eastbound I-80 at Northgate, Sunrise Boulevard at Fair Oaks Boulevard, and eastbound Fruit Ridge Road en route to South Bend 99. There's a spin out there causing a two-car crash. Things are nice and slow on South Bend 99 today. It's 5:54 and Enid Live, and more of your calls will continue. I'm Lisa West at AM 1320 KCTC.
I'm just going to say right now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall where they may.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
The... all your change.
No, silly, not like that.
Not like that?
No, just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers, and donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital, all from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at sacradiothon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did, silly.
Think about this. Just a few years ago, you'd never have thought about buying a book, booking a hotel, or even buying an airline ticket online. Today, going online is the first place smart consumers look. LegalZoom.com has made it easy for smart, savvy consumers to be able to take care of common legal documents online. It's as simple as buying a book or securing your travel plans. You can form an LLC, last will and testament, or even register a trademark in minutes. LegalZoom.com saves most consumers up to 80% of the cost of going to an attorney. Yes, up to 80%. LegalZoom.com allows you to create common legal documents online at your own time and in the privacy of your home or office. Just answer some simple questions online, and LegalZoom.com takes care of the rest. For a limited time only, go to LegalZoom.com, and you'll receive a special discount by typing Talk Radio, all one word, in the box at checkout. Over a quarter of a million people and thousands more each day put their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region for folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's Tara. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
No easy answers in the sudden death of Anna Nicole Smith. CBS News correspondent Peter King reports on today's autopsy.
Dr. Joshua Perper says the autopsy took about 6 hours and revealed
only subtle findings in the heart,
and in the gastrointestinal system, in other words, in the intestines.
Perper says there were no drugs in Anna Nicole Smith's stomach, nor were there any obvious signs of drug abuse. He also hasn't ruled out any cause just yet, not until toxicology results come back in about 3 to 5 weeks. Peter King, CBS News, Dania Beach, Florida.
Smith's legal entanglements outlive her. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman has that.
All signs point to at least a pair of lengthy legal battles. The first involves who is the father of Anna Nicole Smith's 5-month-old daughter. At the moment, three men say they could be the father. The second battle has been going on for 10 years already. It involves hundreds of millions of dollars that Smith said she was entitled to from the estate of her late billionaire oil tycoon husband.
The third man in the paternity dispute just came forward today, Prince Frederick von Anhalt, the eighth husband of Zsa Zsa Gabor. A report presented to Congress today says a former top Pentagon official helped make the case for invading Iraq by exaggerating intelligence that Saddam Hussein had links to Al-Qaeda. CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein reports.
The report from the Pentagon Inspector General accuses top civilian brass of cooking the case against Iraq. Chairman Carl Levin, a Michigan Democrat, is not happy.
Well, unfortunately, the damage has already been done.
Chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer says the report found no solid Al-Qaeda-Iraq connection.
It's just devastating, it seems to me, because it destroys the whole case of whether we should have gone to Iraq.
The target of the report, former Undersecretary of Defense Douglas Feith. It says he did nothing illegal, but calls his work inappropriate. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
Jim Samples, the head of Cartoon Network, resigned today, taking responsibility for the publicity stunt that caused a bomb scare in Boston. Mayor Thomas Menino is pleased.
The resignation of the top Cartoon Network executive should serve as a message to all that these types of marketing tactics will not and should not be tolerated.
100 inches and counting.
It is a lot of snow for upstate New York, yes, but it's an area that's seen this kind of snowfall in the past and can deal with it by and large.
Tony Alakwa of the State Transportation Department, which has the difficult job of keeping the roads clear. At Charlie's Happy Valley Inn, a bar in Parrish, New York, bartender Sarah Burniff says the roads are pretty bad.
It's just a little slow going, a little tricky. Sometimes it's whiteout conditions, especially at night, but we're getting by.
The forecast calls for more heavy lake-effect snow right through the weekend. Today on Wall Street, the Dow dropped 56 points to finish the week at 12,580. This is CBS News.
Some things are pretty easy, like getting some sun in Florida or finding a cheesesteak in Philadelphia. Well, at Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels, it's almost that easy to earn a quick $50. This spring, all it takes is 4 nights to earn a $50 room credit with the Easy Choice Rewards program. Pretty easy, right? Call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com for our best internet rate guarantee. We'll see you there.
Earn 2 stamps per night for qualifying stays between 2-1 and 4:30-07. Maximum 10 stamps per stay. For program and guarantee details, visit choicehotels.com.
Now, you have a very unique accounting system for your boutique.
Yep, I designed my own spreadsheet.
Wow, looks complicated.
That's why I have a cheat sheet for my spreadsheet.
That is one big cheat sheet.
That's just the index.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Really?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
I'm switching.
Great.
Can you help me fold this back up?
I doubt it. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
Reports of Fidel Castro's imminent demise may have been premature. His brother Raul, who's acting president, says Fidel's getting better each day. And another brother, Ramon, told a reporter that Castro's doing very well, protected by the socialist saints. It's safe to say no one's looking forward to spring more than the 17-year cicada who's been buried underground since 1990. WBBM Radio's Bernie Tafoya has the story from Chicago.
Nature Museum expert Steve Sullivan says millions of cicadas will emerge sometime between May and June.
Some of the broods have been calculated to be 1.5 million individuals per acre, which equates to over a ton of insects per acre.
Sullivan says you should enjoy the cicadas when they arrive.
Some people certainly will be a little bit grossed out because cicadas don't look like warm, fuzzy mammals.
Sullivan says cicadas are also edible, but with toxins in the ground and the cicadas having been in the earth for 17 years, he wouldn't advise eating too many, in case you were thinking of it.
I'm Bill.
This is some of the lingua franca of the funk business. And people come from miles around with an almost religious devotion to get on down.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, Monday through Friday. I hope you're telling all your friends that AM 1320 is here, that they can listen to Enid Live, which is really a flea market. It is a very, it is a real potpourri, a collage of ideas every day. We explore a lot of things. Some of you are mad at me for talking about Anna Nicole. I am intrigued by that story, as a matter of fact. But we've been talking about many other things as well. And that's what I think, what's lots of fun. A conversation that plays a lot of notes. So sometimes it's serious, sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's juicy, sometimes it's scandalous, sometimes we're filled with outrage. And you can participate. The number, if it's always toll-free. If you're in the 916 area code, the number is 349-1320, 349-1320. And if you're not, it's 866-626-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm going to be speaking at the Davis Democratic Club on Tuesday night about 7:30 or so, so you're, I think, all invited. We were talking about Anna Nicole Smith, and one of the factoids that I found really intriguing about it, as let me tell you where we've been. We, of course, started with Anna Nicole Smith because there's so many more plot twists. They got to get the baby's DNA in case somebody thinks about switching babies. I mean, things that nobody would be thinking about generally. Is it a homicide? Is it a suicide? Is it natural death? Is it an unnatural death? We don't know. But in any event, one of the little pieces of information that I thought was fascinating is that her husband, the oil tycoon who was the billionaire, was not just a crude wildcatter. This is a guy who had been the professor, a professor of trusts and estates at Yale Law School. So if anybody would know how to do a kind of will or trust or something that wouldn't inspire years of lawsuits, years of litigation, you would think he would be the one. Now, maybe he wasn't complete, you know, maybe the elevator didn't go to the top floor by the time he died, or maybe it did, and he was thinking, this is going to be a really juicy soap opera, let them all slug it out, and I'll be saying adios and watching from my celestial perch. 349-1320. Well, turns out she had, Anna Nicole had a crush on Arnold. I could see the two of them together. They're both kind of pneumatic. When she was trying to break into the movies, Anna Nicole Smith gave an interview to the San Francisco Chronicle, and she said, I have always wanted to see Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I'm sitting there, she said, getting my nails fixed one day, and he walks by the window with a big old cigar in his mouth, and then she said, is that a cigar in your mouth, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, never mind. And he, and I started shaking, and I was almost crying, said Anna Nicole, and the nail ladies are saying, what's wrong? And I tell them, and I, when I told them, they were just hysterical laughing at me, and he was eating at a restaurant right behind this place, and I just couldn't get anyone to go in and get his autograph, so I finally told the shoe salesman, I'll buy a pair of shoes if you get his autograph. And so the salesman did. And Smith would later show up at Planet, Anna Nicole Smith would later show up at Planet Hollywood openings that Schwarzenegger, who was an investor, also attended. So I don't know. Meanwhile, Zsa Zsa Gabor, husband, who's 59, Zsa Zsa, I guess, is 90, if that's an accurate count. And you are never going to get an accurate count from the Gabor sister. She's probably 120 by now. Anyway, this prince, Prince von Anhalt, who is not too much of a prince of a guy, immediately has held a press conference, of which I saw a little bit, and saying that he could have been the father of Anna Nicole Smith's five-month-old child. And as a matter of fact, he said, I could have been the father, 10, 20 other guys. He says, 100 guys. He said, but I'm not the kind of guy who would ever talk about my affairs and embarrass my wife. He says this at a press conference where he's talking about his affair and embarrassing his wife. Meanwhile, one of his wife's press representatives, Zsa Zsa's press representative, says that he is a fabulator of, or a fabricator. In other words, he's a chronic liar, and he's always embarrassing his wife. But he's getting up there. You know, it could have been 10, 20. Maybe the list of who is not the father of this little baby is a shorter list. What do you think? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Tim Johnson, Senator Tim Johnson, is now working from his hospital bed. He is being reported as reading news clips. He is starting to do some office work from the hospital almost 2 months after suffering a life-threatening brain hemorrhage. At this point, he is requested more contact with his office, and he's looking for updates from staff, according to his office. So I hope that's an accurate report, and I'm delighted that it's the case, because if he didn't make it back to the Senate, it would not be very good for Democrats. In any way, we wish him well. It happens that for the first time in 71 years, that Harvard is expected to name a female president. Over the weekend. This would be the first female president, first woman president in Harvard's 371-year history. Hillary, we've been talking about Nancy Pelosi and how she's being slimed by the right wing. There is a right-wing evangelical group that is condemning her because she's requesting luxurious travel at taxpayer expense in a huge jet, and she's requesting none of it. It's all coming from the people who handle security for the House, and she is requesting none of it at all. But it has not been accurately reported, unfortunately. Hillary has said, I didn't vote for the preemptive war. She said, I have taken responsibility for my vote. It was based on the best assessment I could make at the time, and it was clearly intended to demonstrate support for going to the UN to put inspectors into Iraq. She said, but it was not a vote for preemptive war. Is that enough? Has she said enough? We were talking earlier about the service academy, where at the Air Force Academy, something like 28 freshmen are being accused of cheating, and so all 4,300 cadets are being restricted to campus over the weekend. And I'm thinking, well, everybody's cheating. I'm not endorsing it. I don't cheat. But everybody else does. Everybody in this administration is cheating. All the lies that come out, all the fake contracts, all the 363 tons of shrink-wrapped $100 bills. I didn't know they weighed so much. I guess I've never had that many of them. That we don't know the whereabouts of. They're all cheating. So that the Air Force Academy, those 28 freshman cadets are cheating? I guess they learned their lessons early. Well, here's another cheater. President Bush's uncle, Bucky, William H.T. Bush, they all have about 10 names. William H.T. Bush was among a group of directors of a defense contractor who reaped $6 million from what federal regulators say was an illegal five-year scheme by two company executives to manipulate the timing of stock options and grants. Bush, known as Bucky, becomes the second member of the president's family to become enmeshed in the stock options scandal this month. The two cases are unrelated. Last week in U.S. District Court in Houston, Dickey's younger brother, Marvin, was named as a defendant in a suit charging that officers and directors of HCC Insurance Holdings benefited from backdated options. Here's what happens. You get options. You're awarded options if you're an executive of the company. And then what they do is they backdate them so that they're the most favorable. Well, that's illegal to do, but it's been widely done. And now a lot of corporations are having to restate all of that. So there it is. Bush's Uncle Bucky. And which one was the brother that screwed up with Silverado Savings and Loan in Colorado? That was another brother. I don't think that was Marvin. That was a different brother whose name I don't quite remember anymore. 349-1320. So they're all thieves. And, so why are we surprised? And nobody seems to be as outraged as they ought to be. Let me share this with you. Dinesh D'Souza, who is a research scholar at the Hoover Institution, a kind of a right-wing institution at Stanford, has apparently officially become the Ann Coulter of the think tank set. He's got a new book out called The Enemy at Home. And he is saying that the cultural left in this country, this is his thesis, and I want your opinion of it, he believes that the cultural left in this country is responsible for causing 9/11. Now, I don't know what the connection is between the cultural left and 9/11, but this is what this guy who's teaching, who is at the Hoover Institution, I don't think he's teaching at Stanford, he believes that the cultural left in this country is responsible for causing 9/11, and that the left is, quote, secretly allied with the movement that Osama bin Laden and Islamic radicals represent to undermine the Bush administration and American foreign policy, and that the left wants America to be a shining beacon of global depravity, a kind of Gomorrah on a hill. You know, I think it's called How You Sell a Book. I think he's taking his marching orders from Ann Coulter. Let me give it to you again. Dinesh D'Souza believes that the cultural left is secretly allied with the movement that Osama bin Laden and Islamic radicals represent to undermine the Bush administration and American foreign policy. He believes that the cultural left is responsible for causing 9/11. Oh, the Bush brother that got into trouble. I think that's right. With Silverado is Neil Bush. Thank you. One of you. We have really good listeners. You guys are smart. Called in to tell us that. All right. Neil Bush. That's right. And Marvin's in the soup now. And Uncle Bucky's in the soup. What a family. So here it is. The Enemy at Home. This is Dinesh. Don't buy this book. He's the Ann Coulter of the right wing, another Ann Coulter. And that the 9/11 is responsible, is caused by the cultural left. And that what we really want to achieve, the cultural left wants to achieve, is global depravity. A kind of Gomorrah on the Hill. He writes that American prisons at Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib are comparable to the accommodations in a mid-level Middle Eastern hotel. Got that? That the accommodations at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo are comparable to the accommodations in mid-level Middle European, Middle Eastern hotels in terms of cleanliness, food, and amenities. And he argues that abuse at Abu Ghraib did not reflect a disregard for human rights, but rather the sexual immodesty of liberal America. Oh, this is so depressing. It'll probably sell. The right wing will race to buy it. Race to the bottom. Huey in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Huey.
Hi, Enid. I was just noticing that you were quoting Dinesh D'Souza or whatever his name is, and whenever I hear some of his statements, I always figure he's gotten into Ted Haggard's meth stash. You know, he just has no credibility
with none of the style. How is he at the Hoover Institution at Stanford?
That's something that's always amazed me. I mean, his book on race was just a scholastic disgrace. It was just incredible. The other factoid I wanted to leave you with is if you look at polls, the top three Republican candidates are Giuliani, McCain, and Newt Gingrich, actually.
Oh.
And in the party of family values, the top three Republican candidates have eight marriages among them.
And I can tell you that Newt Gingrich and Rudy Giuliani are both serial philanderers.
Well, serial philanderers, yes, but they have eight marriages among them, which, you know, doesn't count Mitt Romney, you know, if he wants to be a polygamist. So, anyway, I'll leave it at that.
Thank you for the call. All right, here's what Ann Coulter says about Barack Obama. In reference to Barack Obama, Ann Coulter said that the first black president, listen to this, should be an American black and a Republican. An American black, he's American, and should be a Republican. So, see, they're trying to slime him with his name, Obama, Osama. His middle name is Hussein, 3-4. Just like they're sliming Nancy Pelosi, they're sliming John Edwards, not on substantive issues, that he's got a couple of bloggers who are cheeky and some Catholics feel insulted. You want to weigh in on this? 349-1320. John, in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Hi. I'm calling about that guy who wrote The Enemy at Home. He was on C-SPAN a couple days ago. And there was a magic word that he came up with, and he said, the Muslims don't like us because we, I guess the left, does not go along with traditional American values. Now, I'm a fan of Bernie Ward's, who I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
And the question is, what are traditional American
values? He says it's even worse. He says that the cultural left is responsible for causing 9/11.
Yeah,
not a president who was asleep at the wheel, huh?
We like gays, or, you know, we're deprived. We like abortion, and we like stem cells, which seems to be what the difference at least was in the 204 election.
Well, I can tell you what Machiko Kakutani says, and she is a reviewer, the lead reviewer for the New York Times, and she's tough. She talked about the book, and she says that he's the Ann Coulter of the think tank set. If you can call what activity he's engaged in thinking, he's in the tank set, is what I think. In any event, she says this embarrassing volume is an out and out partisan screed made up of illogical arguments, distorted and cherry picked information, ridiculous generalizations, and nutty asides. It is a nasty stew pot of intellectually untenable premises and irresponsible speculation that frequently reads like a Saturday Night Live parody of the crackpot right. But you know what? It's going to sell books. He's going to sell books.
Yeah, but, you know, it's this values thing. Because we're leftish as center, and we, you know, we don't have values because we like, you know, we like abortion, which I don't really like abortion. I go along with Clinton's view. It should be rare and safe. Gays, I don't like the idea of going and calling somebody a fag. I may disapprove of the way they do it, but I'm not going to shun them. And if somebody wants to play tennis with me and they happen to be gay, that's okay. Martina's pretty good.
Okay. Well, you're a big-hearted guy. You'll play tennis with someone who's gay, John?
Sure.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it there. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320, Mark in Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Enid. I just want to let you know I saw Dinesh D'Souza on C-SPAN earlier this week, and he was claiming the traditional right-wing deal that it's because of their religion and their religious beliefs that the Muslims hate us. Guy called in to say, what about the way we overthrew the democratically elected government in Iran in 53? And he says, oh, well, that wasn't really democratically elected. And Mohammad Mossadegh was the prime minister. He was appointed. Well, I looked it up on Wikipedia, and neither of those things is true. I'd say that if a guy can't get through a C-SPAN interview without lying, he's got some real serious problems.
Apparently this book is riddled with all kinds of serious problems like that. And by the way, he calls Hillary Clinton, the author Gary Wills, and Noam Chomsky domestic insurgents.
Well, I mean, that's their position, is that we're undermining, the left is undermining the culture, and if they just go away and leave us alone, everything would be Jake. I mean, that's pretty close to what they're after.
This man is out of his mind. He says he denounces liberals for promoting ideas like women's rights around the world. He said this meddling angers Muslims who see such foreign forms of liberation as undermining their religion and traditional family values. But he praises the Bush administration for trying to export democracy to Iraq. You know, if you wondered where democracy went in this country, now you know it's on those pallets with the 363 tons of $100 bills. They're exporting it to Iraq. That's why we don't have any left here.
You know, in fairness to the Muslims, you should probably also say that Islamic women in Indonesia, for example, have just the same kind of rights you and I would be comfortable.
Well, who was some of those countries you have had women, in the former Ceylon? Is that considered, is Ceylon, no, Muslim, it's not a Muslim country. The old Ceylon is not Muslim.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I'm guessing it's more in the Buddhist neighborhood, but somebody can set me straight on that. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Steve in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, I disagree with a couple points in Hedges' book. One thing, I don't think conservative Christians want to exterminate gay people. And also, I want to make the other point that...
Well, there are too many of them. There are too many gay people who are apparently leading conservative Christian parishes pretending to be straight.
Well, they want to exterminate them. But also, my second point is conservative Christians are the most generous people in America today. They give 30% more than liberals to charity. And religious believers are 57% more likely to help the homeless over, secular people.
Yeah, but he's also talking about a group of people that are, he's saying that these are people who have engaged in a magical thinking, alternate reality where there's not much, nothing much in the way of fact-based thinking, and led by leaders who are rapacious and licentious and greedy and potentially violent.
I think he's over-exploiting it to sell his book.
Well, you don't have you haven't provided evidence to the contrary, and he's been researching it for a while, Steve. So give me some evidence.
That's my opinion. Just because you write a book doesn't mean it's evidence.
Well, what about Dinesh D'Souza is trying to sell a book
anybody could write a book on either way.
Yeah, but as 9/11
is to be Muslims, not Christians. That's ridiculous. Christians aren't a danger to this country. It's Muslims.
I don't. All Muslims.
Most of them. I mean, talk
all
about
Muslims, but Christians are not a danger to this country.
I don't see Christians doing, bombings.
He's saying that these Christians, fascists, are undermining the country. That's what he's saying. Steve?
I disagree with him.
Okay.
Is that possible if I can? Is
yes,
okay?
You're more than...
me now when we can hang up and call me names and I listen to Rush and everything?
Well, you never know, Steve. But you're always welcome to weigh in, and we invite your calls. Thank you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Steve called in to insult Anna Nicole Smith yesterday. He said bad things about her. 349-1320. So here's Dinesh D'Souza, a scholar at the Hoover Institution at Stanford, who has officially become the Ann Coulter of the think tank set. His new book is blaming the cultural left in this country for causing, the cultural left is responsible, in his view, for 9/11. And one of the insurgents here, a domestic insurgent, is Hillary Clinton. Your thoughts about that? I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 KCTC. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Checking traffic, beating the traffic with News 10. Southbound 65 just south of Pleasant Grove. That two-car crash is slowing things down. Bolton Avenue and Hurley Way. Downtown, there's a three-car crash. Eastbound 50 at 34th Street. Eastbound 50 just west of the Saco County line. Madison Avenue and Hackberry Lane, three-car crash over there. Lows tonight, about 52. It's looking like highs tomorrow, 57. We're at 56 in Enid Live, and more of your calls will continue at AM 1320 KCTC.
The truth, according to Enid, will set you free.
Really?
Call her now at
349-1320. Oh, hi. How are you?
Attention, program. At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins, just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Change, Bennett. Now give me all your change.
No, silly. Not like that.
Not like that?
No, just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers. And donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital. All from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at sacradiothon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did, silly.
Think about this. Just a few years ago, you'd never have thought about buying a book, booking a hotel, or even buying an airline ticket online. Today, going online is the first place smart consumers look. LegalZoom.com has made it easy for smart, savvy consumers to be able to take care of common legal documents online. It's as simple as buying a book or securing your travel plans. You can form an LLC, last will and testament, or even register a trademark in minutes. LegalZoom.com saves most consumers up to 80% of the cost of going to an attorney. Yes, up to 80%. LegalZoom.com allows you to create common legal documents online at your own time and in the privacy of your home or office. Just answer some simple questions online, and LegalZoom.com takes care of the rest. For a limited time only, go to LegalZoom.com, and you'll receive a special discount by typing Talk Radio, all one word, in the box at checkout. Over a quarter of a million people and thousands more each day put their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
It's not something that you just dump something on. And it's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is you and me. You, it, is that tubes.
at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. It's cold. It's kind of, well, not that cold, but kind of nippy out there, and it's rainy, and it's gray, and it's horrible. So come in and join us where it's warm and cozy, and we're having tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwiches, as Tomato Mike likes to say. And we've got the fire going, and we're talking about lots of different things. What we're talking about is Dinesh D'Souza's book, one of the things we're talking about, in which he says the cultural left is responsible for causing 9/11, and also we haven't talked too much about this, but there is a plan afoot to undo Obama, and they're going to try and dismantle him. And Ann Coulter says about Barack Obama, she says that the first black president should be an American black and a Republican. So, you know, here she is being the Ann Coulter of Ann Coulter, and here's Dinesh D'Souza being the Ann Coulter of of the think tank set, and what he does, I wouldn't dignify by calling it thinking, because I don't think it is. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Frazier and Davis, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Frazier.
Hi. Great show, thank you. And it seems like there's quite a bit of preoccupation with these manifestos from the right, and one of the great successes that the right has had is really laying out these thoughts and manifestos in a way that builds momentum, builds movements. We see that with Reagan and Bush. And it would be great to have a preoccupation with some blueprints from the left. And it would really, you know, it would really move us forward a few steps if we actually had these kinds of documents that show here's the ways that we can move forward. Here's the bestseller book that lays out in detail our manifesto from the left.
Well, but I don't think that's what they're doing. I don't think it's not a manifesto from the right so much as it's trying to undermine the left. And they have lots of ways of doing it. And we're not so sharp. We don't have the same access to money. We don't have the same thought processes. We haven't come back at them. Even the attempt to slime Nancy Pelosi, we don't have a great comeback for it. So she's managed to be slimed, and there's so much other stuff that's more important. The sliming was completely, had nothing to do with substantive issues.
True, but the preoccupation with the sliming actually helps to reinforce the book sales, helps to reinforce the strategy.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's another part of, and it dominates the conversation.
Right,
and if
like
the media, and if the press doesn't get it right, well, we've gotten it right here, but if the press typically doesn't get it right, then she looks like an imperious diva who's wanting to travel on the public dime in a very luxurious manner back to California.
Right, but we need the reference points that the public can refer to and say, aha, I see why these people represent our interests. I see why this is the way we need to move forward. This is why.
Give me an example. Give me a concrete example of what you mean.
Books by Chomsky actually lay out pretty good critiques and some steps forward. There's social ecologists.
Frazier, God bless Noam Chomsky. A lot of people love his work. He is very tough to read. He is very tough to read.
I'll give you that. And so what we need.
I can't. You know, you can't lay that onto people who won't even read newspapers. Are not going to be reading Noam Chomsky.
I totally agree. But we still need that thing. We need to stop sniping at the slime and hold up. And you know, here's our Bible from the left. This lays it out. This shows us the way forward, so that we can deal with problems of peace and war, climate change, overconsumption. You know, and then it'll knock the right back on their heels, because how do you argue with some of the really fundamental values from the left? How do you argue with caring for the poor? Somebody brought up earlier that Christians give a lot of money. A lot of Christians are conservative. But if a lot of Christians saw that values on the left really are about things that some of them hold dear, then you start to see the shift. People see that these things actually matter to them too. But it's laying it out in a way.
All right, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Frazier, God bless you. Are you a student at Davis?
No, I'm a scientist at Davis.
You're a scientist at Davis.
Yeah.
So you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s?
40s.
You're in your 40s. Well, you sound young, which is good. You're going to be. That means you're going to live to be 1,000. But as a scientist, you are a prisoner of logic. Logic absolutely does not obtain with these people. It's not all about logic.
Totally.
So you are in your, you've got your scientist regalia on, and you're going to set out a logical program, and that's going to, because it works in science, but it doesn't work.
Oh, I know. The truth
with fundamentalists who are into magical thinking.
You. Yeah.
So,
but still, even though the truth won't set us free, in the absence of anything like that, in the absence of being able to refer to that, we end up resorting to sniping and attacking the slime. And I just don't see that as a winning strategy.
Okay. I thank you very much for
the
call. See how people respond to what you said. What do you think? He says you can't. I don't know. If they slime you, I think you got to slime back. And remember, how low can you go? This is a society that has gone so low. That instead of doing substantive things, we're all concentrating on Anna Nicole. All right, let me give you this. This is a what we're finding out is the morning news shows, once a staple, considered a staple for women, are shrinking. The audiences are shrinking. When her children were young, Jenny Locke used to flip on the Today Show or Good Morning America. She brewed her morning coffee and tended to her babies. But several years ago, 34-year-old mother of three stopped watching the morning shows. After getting TiVo, she had no patience to sit through multiple commercial breaks during a live newscast. On top of that, the segments began to seem more and more frivolous. She says, watching morning TV for me is the equivalent of reading People magazine in a dentist's office. They don't have anything new or particularly relevant to my life. It seems like a lot of fluff. I feel like I can get information faster and cleaner on the internet. So you're watching the appetite for what were more popular news shows decline because they're providing less and less news. So people who really care about news, they go to the internet or maybe they buy a newspaper and actually read it. But newspaper circulation is declining. Maybe they come over here and listen to Enid Live on AM 1320. We hope they do. But you've got a society that's increasingly not engaged in a public debate, is increasingly getting its information on the fly. There are some of us who are, you know, big researchers. We go on the net. We look at everything. But I don't think that is I don't think that's true of most Americans. Most Americans are tired. That when they come home from work at night, it's all they can do to get a meal on the table. In fact, nobody's even cooking. Everybody's bringing takeout in, or they're doing heating something up in the microwave. So not a lot of cooking goes on as compared to an earlier time. And community life has suffered, and people are not outraged because it takes too much energy. And in fact, they're so exhausted they have to remember to pencil in sex in their appointment diaries lest they forget about it altogether. So that's what we're dealing with here. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 KCTC. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Slow-moving traffic, beating the traffic at the news tent. Southbound I-5 at Land Park, eastbound 90 just west of Elm Avenue, southbound I-5 just north of eastbound 50, and it looks like Fulton Avenue at Hurley Way, that two-car crash is stopping traffic down over there. We also have a hit-and-run that's slowing things down at 47th Avenue and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Lows tonight, we're going to see right around 52. Highs coming up tomorrow, 59 with some more scattered showers, 55 and Enid Live, and more of your calls will continue on this fabulous Friday. I'm Lisa West at 6:39 at AM 1320 KCTC.
Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Honey!
America. Warrior J.
No, silly, not like that.
Not like that?
No, just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers, and donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital, all from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at sacradiothon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did, silly.
Think about this. Just a few years ago, you'd never have thought about buying a book, booking a hotel, or even buying an airline ticket online. Today, going online is the first place smart consumers look. LegalZoom.com has made it easy for smart, savvy consumers to be able to take care of common legal documents online. It's as simple as buying a book or securing your travel plans. You can form an LLC, last will and testament, or even register a trademark in minutes. LegalZoom.com saves most consumers up to 80% of the cost of going to an attorney. Yes, up to 80%. LegalZoom.com allows you to create common legal documents online at your own time and in the privacy of your home or office. Just answer some simple questions online, and LegalZoom.com takes care of the rest. For a limited time only, go to LegalZoom.com, and you'll receive a special discount by typing Talk Radio, all one word, in the box at checkout. Over a quarter of a million people and thousands more each day put their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
To Enid now, 349-1320.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I'm seeing this spate of articles coming out about how astronauts are under so much stress, and so therefore this is why Lisa Marie Nowak, which now sounds like a story that happened 5,000 years ago, might have broken down. You know what? I'm not buying that. Nobody else in the astronaut program was buying wigs and traveling with pepper spray and mallets and loaded BB guns and so on. I mean, you know what? People have fissures in their personality. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, and then certain events exacerbate those fissures. We're talking about all sorts of things. We're talking about the right wing that is trying now to blame cultural liberals for 9/11. Paul in SAC, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Enid. Nice to be here. Hey, I'd like to talk about Ann Coulter's book on Godless.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, to give her credit for being a voice of the left is really doing a compliment she really does not deserve.
Wait, she's not the voice of the left. Who said
ultra-conservative, very far right.
Yeah.
Yeah, her book is just filled with vile material.
Ann Coulter writing a book filled with vile material?
Right.
When did that happen?
Yeah.
We must have been asleep.
You know, it's a new low in smear politics. You know, I mean, let me give you an example. She's got lots and lots of facts, but her format is the following. She says all kinds of good stuff in one sentence and attributes it to the Christian right thinking, and then immediately she picks out some horrible, putrid thing, whether it has anything to do with the left or not. She attributes it to the left, like things that are just normally revolting to everybody. Like, pick out something and she'll attribute that.
All right, so what? Here. I think she's taking a page from the James Fry tradition of fact writing.
Yeah, in other words, you associate a lot of good qualities with your point of view.
No. James Fry, remember he wrote a biography, an autobiography, and it turned out that it was all fiction, or most of it was fiction. And it sold hugely. And even when it was exposed for being fiction, even though it was supposed to be fact, it was supposed to be his biography, his second book even continued to be on the bestseller list. So here's where you're making a mistake, Paul. You're in the reality-based universe where you think that if a book is supposed to be nonfiction, there's supposed to be some truth to it. You are thinking in the old-style way. If a book is written by the likes of Ann Coulter or Dinesh D'Souza, and it states all kinds of stuff, it has nothing to do with facts. It is just another form of fiction that they're calling fact, that they're labeling fact, because what these two people have in common is that they're both happy to sell books and they'll do anything to do it. And in the case of Ann Coulter, her brand equates with nastiness. So she'll pull together things that sound fact-like, and they never even laid near a fact. They never even went to sleep anywhere near a fact. And she puts it all together and she said these are the facts, and she says all these outrageous things, and it gets her tremendous amount of free publicity, and she sells zillions of books, and then she does it again for the next book. She's already got a formula worked out. No different from a romance writer.
Yeah, you know. Hey, also, she's following Newt Gingrich's. Tom Hartman read a quote from Newt Gingrich, which was advice to the Republicans, and it said that you should use these following. He had 50 or 100 adjectives and concepts that were all really good and pleasing, and said associate these things with everything, which is within our party. And he had another 50 or 100 adjectives, which just connoted, failure and miserableness, and just, generally not as pleasing, things that you don't want to be associated with. And he always put them and say these right in the same sentence with anything that had to do with the Democrats. And so, I mean, following that formula, you put all these good-sounding concepts out, and you associate them with the left.
Oh, you mean like No Child Left Behind? That kind of a good concept? Or clean air, clean skies?
Yeah, that's
clean air, clean hair, clean skies? Oh.
180 out lies.
Oh, no. Is that true, Paul? These are all lies that the administration put out? God, I thought they were trying to tell us the truth. Okay, thank you for that heads up. I appreciate it. 349-1320. 866-626-1320. It's just about branding. Here's the story. Here's what you need to know. It's all about the bottom line is the bottom line. Ann Coulter wants to sell books. Dinesh D'Souza sees that Ann Coulter is selling books by being nasty and making no sense whatsoever, so he thinks, I am going to take a page out of her book. Well, speaking about nasty and making no sense whatsoever, this is a report from Forbes about talking heads and how much they make. Well, let's start at the bottom. Bill O'Reilly, do you want to guess what his salary is? How much he made last year? I assume this is for last year. $9 million. Ugh, a piker. He only made $9 million. Next on the list from the bottom up is Diane Sawyer. How much did she make last year? You want to think about less than Katie Couric. And we know what Katie's making. $12 million. Katie's making how much? $15 million. We know that. And up from Katie Couric, Regis Philbin, that paragon of wisdom. How much do you think Regis Philbin makes in a year? And the tabs are reporting that he tried to get every freebie in the world when his daughter was getting married. Regis Philbin makes $21 million a year. I can't imagine why. Next on the list is Rush Limbaugh, who makes, I was wrong. I was off by $5 million. He makes $30 million a year. Rush Limbaugh, that porky old bloviator, who could have been the father of Anna Nicole's 5-month-old baby if the requirement were to be addled on OxyContin, makes $30 million a year. And Jay Leno, what does he make? $32 million. And what does David Letterman make, more or less? Well, he makes more. He makes $8 million more. He makes $40 million a year. David Letterman made $40 million bucks last year. And Dr. Phil, who, if you can believe the tabs, cheated on one wife and is kind of a sleazeball, he made four, and Oprah made him. He, when she was, remember when you couldn't insult hamburger and they took her to trial, the Texas Beef, whatever, association had a big beef with her? Dr. Phil was a sort of a jury consultant, and she liked him, and she gave him exposure on her show. I mean, anything that woman touches turns to money, and she has made a lot of people's careers. So he's kind of a slime ball, and I don't know if she regrets it. How much did he make last year, Dr. Phil? $45 million. $45 million. And rounding out the top here, Oprah Winfrey. What did she make last year? You want to guess? And what did Howard Stern make? Because Howard Stern's number one, Oprah's number two. Well, Oprah made $225 million last year, and Howard Stern made, and hardly anybody listens to him because he's on satellite radio and they have really tiny audiences, Howard Stern made $302 million. Howard Stern, $302, he got this huge payout to go to satellite radio. And he did bring in some subscribers with him, but not that many. And the satellite radio operations, their stock price is not doing so well. And, so I don't know what's going to happen with it. But in any event, he made $302 million. So he's number one on the list of top 10 talking heads. And the number two is Oprah. And she made $225 million. Ann Coulter's not on the list. Thank goodness for that. 349-1320. You may want to weigh in on this. And then, I have to share this with you. I meant to talk about it a little bit earlier. They're a team of world leading neuroscientists has developed a powerful technique. Apparently, this is a true story coming from England that allows them to look deep inside a person's brain and read their intentions before they act. For a long time, I thought people should wear T-shirts that say what's really on their minds, you know, like parenthetically. Like a cartoon bubble. People say one thing, but the cartoon bubble of what they really are feeling is something else, and they could put it on their T-shirt. Since we do seem to communicate by T-shirt, we could put our net worth, we could put our IQ points and everything. Well, now they can do a brain scan that can read your intentions. Oh, my God. Oh, for goodness sakes. Let's put Dickie through the brain scan. Well, if they can find that he has a brain. And Dick Cheney and find out what their real intentions are. Then we will all be enlightened. 349-1320. 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 KCTC. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. I'm beating the traffic. The News 10, westbound I-80 just east of Truxell Road. We have a two-car crash. Eastbound I-80 and 50. Southbound I-5, just north of eastbound 50, there's a two-car crash over there. Southbound Cap City Freeway, a little slow, especially at the exchange there at eastbound 50. We have a three-car crash. No injuries, but emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Enid Live and your calls will continue. I'm Lisa West at AM 1320 KCTC.
It's talk radio for the less of us.
It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm the change bandit. Now give me all your change.
No, silly. Not like that.
Not like that?
No, just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers. And donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital. All from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at sacradiothon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did, silly.
Think about this. Just a few years ago, you'd never have thought about buying a book, booking a hotel, or even buying an airline ticket online. Today, going online is the first place smart consumers look. LegalZoom.com has made it easy for smart, savvy consumers to be able to take care of common legal documents online. It's as simple as buying a book or securing your travel plans. You can form an LLC, last will and testament, or even register a trademark in minutes. LegalZoom.com saves most consumers up to 80% of the cost of going to an attorney. Yes, up to 80%. LegalZoom.com allows you to create common legal documents online at your own time and in the privacy of your home or office. Just answer some simple questions online, and LegalZoom.com takes care of the rest. For a limited time only, go to LegalZoom.com, and you'll receive a special discount by typing Talk Radio, all one word, in the box at checkout. Over a quarter of a million people and thousands more each day put their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
To Enid now,
349-1320. 6:56 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. Obama's going to announce tomorrow. He's previewing a presidential run. Well, maybe he's not going to announce tomorrow, but he's previewing his presidential run. He says if you look like a black, he says, you're treated like one. And, oh, here's some good news. Miss America was just out of drug rehab. She thinks he's a great guy. She's giving him her endorsement. I'm sure he's thrilled. Fred in Rancho. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Fred.
Oh, Enid, I just wanted to comment on your T-shirt thing that you said where people could be revealing their inner thoughts and so forth.
Right.
And you comment a lot about the dumbing down of our culture and so forth, and I think that has a lot to do with neglecting our, what I call our inner voices, because there are a lot of external things out there that